the Morning Invasion with Dax and Steve-O.
Oh, okay.
Start the show.
Here we go!
Who's with me? Let's go!
You've been waiting for Nate Heidsieck.
Welcome to
I'm
the
leaving.
Show.
I'm going away.
No, Pastor Nate.
He just put his headphones down, guys. He's leaving.
Shock their blind.
Yeah!
Woo! Pick up the phone and call us right now, cause it's Shock their blind.
I like this.
Hey, yo, fool. We about to have some hardcore drama go down right about now.
We love this show.
Well, maybe you're used to it, but for me, it was kind of a surprise.
Set a course for adventure.
Let's do this, showtime.
Right about now.
Yeah.
I think we're funny.
Even if Nate Heidsieck doesn't think we're funny.
He doesn't at all.
Man, we spent hours. Now I feel gypped.
Yeah.
We still have like five more song parodies to play for Shock Therapy Live.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Anyways, welcome to the show. It's Friday, guys. It's here. The weekend is here almost. You know, I have a basketball tournament this weekend. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. I'm sure you have baseball. You always have baseball, man. It's crazy. 585 Live, if you want to text into the show. 585-5483. That's our live line. It's really the heartbeat of the show. That's you guys. You're the heartbeat. It makes the show what it is. We love you. We would prefer if you'd call us. You know, you're not too scared. 338-3700. Phone lines are open. How are you, Steve-O?
I am fantastic, buddy. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Haven't seen you since last night.
I know, right? That was fun.
It was fun.
We got to do that more often.
Yeah. We're just buds, guys. We just like hanging out.
Get out of the house. Been trying so hard to just get up and do things.
I made him get out of his comfort zone, guys.
Yeah. Not just get lazy in front of the TV or, just get up and do something.
Karaoke.
There's always something to do, right?
Karaoke.
Oh.
That's next on the agenda.
We're going to karaoke this weekend?
We're going to do something like that, yes.
Yeah, we should. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It would be it'd be kind of sad, though, because the last time we karaoke'd was with Teo. It was his going away party.
Which one?
I know. You forgot about him already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never forget. Never forget you, buddy. Trying to think. Yeah, but yeah, my whole thing, especially, it hit me hard with the Chris Cornell thing yesterday. And I'm not even a huge, huge fan.
No, stop talking.
But whenever anybody, when you hear about somebody that's committed suicide or passes away, I mean, I'm sure this happens to everybody. You kind of take a step back and go, man, life is so short.
Yep.
Anything can happen at any point. I could be driving to work. I could be walking down the street, whatever, and a car could hit me and take me out. Anything can happen. You never know. I could have a heart attack right now.
Yeah.
It's because of God. He allows my heart to beat.
Yeah.
Right now. Every breath I breathe in and breathe out is because God has allowed me to have that.
Yeah.
And I think we have to sometimes take a step back and realize, man, are we just wasting away in front of the TV? Are we being lazy because we're unhealthy and we just feel like crud all the time? So, and that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
Got to get up, get away from the TV, start drinking more water, start eating healthier so I'll feel better.
Which we did last night.
Sure.
You know,
those tacos
really
are so
healthy
good.
Tacos.
Those fries.
Dude. Truffle fries with truffle parmesan
fries. Is that for real?
So healthy last night, guys.
Man.
It was so good. But we split it. We split it, so it was fine.
For about 7 minutes, I forgot I was in Albuquerque. I'm not even kidding. Like, I texted the Thigpens, our friends out in Brooklyn, and was like, I found a place that's like Brooklyn. This reminds me of Brooklyn, and I love everything about it.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool.
It was a good time last night, buddy.
It was fun. It was fun. So, yeah, if you're out there listening right now, this is my thought process. Because I was watching this Navy SEAL. This Navy SEAL was talking about suicide. He was talking about Chris Cornell. Oh, and he was just talking about how, you know, every day he has a routine. He gets up at 3:30, 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
He'll take a snapshot, a picture of his watch, and post it. And he says people just, they are motivated when they see the picture that he's up at 4:30 in the morning to go work out.
Yeah.
And it motivates them.
Man.
You know? But he was saying, it's all about the grind, man. It's all about just getting up and there's always something to fight for, he said.
Yeah.
And he made a good point. He feels a lot of times there's people that they don't have anything left to fight for. Like there's nothing. There's no struggle. So think about how, here's a guy who's reached heights that we can't even imagine as far as financial. And I mean, he's this huge rock star, and you'd think that he would be happy. And maybe he was, because we're going to find out. We got details coming up.
We got a lot to talk about with this.
Because there's so much that has to do with it. But I know there's a lot of situations out there where I know suicide is higher in like richer neighborhoods compared to low-income neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Like the suicide rate is low when it comes to low-income neighborhoods.
Right.
And it's because I think it's the struggle. It's because they wake up every morning and there's something to fight for.
Right.
And they'll see in like neighborhoods with wealthy families, a lot of kids are committing suicide because, well, there's a lot to live up to with their families, mm-hmm. and they feel like they can't, and they end up killing themselves. Or there's no struggle. And so where's my purpose at? What is it that why am I created? Why am I here on earth right now? And if there's no struggle, if there's no fight, then what is my purpose? He made so many great points, you know? It's so true. I think we have to wake up and we have to fight every day for whatever it is, whether it's your health, maybe it's financial, maybe it's our relationships, our kids, everything, man. I mean, without struggle, what is there, you know?
Right.
Because when we conquer whatever struggle that is, whatever thing we overcome, man, there's that high at the end where you just can look back and go, man, we did it. It was like, we beat that battle, you know?
Yeah.
I beat that battle. But then there's another one that comes in our way. There's always going to be a storm moving in our direction.
Yeah. Somebody chimed in on the live line, a member of the Starman, said, I think with the immediacy of the internet, we feel like we know these celebrities, but we don't. We don't know their struggles. We don't know their trauma. We don't know their demons. And it's true. We all battle different things, and that's it. Mm-hmm. That fight. And we'll talk more about this coming up because, man, a lot has come out in the last 24 hours since we broke the news yesterday that Chris Cornell passed away. And
it doesn't sound like it had much to do, and we don't know this for sure, but it doesn't sound like it was because he was just depressed or, you know, I mean, maybe that's what happened as far as like whatever medication he was on, which we'll talk about, but that led to where he, it's crazy, man.
Yeah. The family has released a statement because they were just in shock yesterday. I mean, he flew home the weekend before to be with his wife and kids, you know, family man, amazing dude. And, so there's a lot to talk about this morning with Chris Cornell.
So much, guys. So much.
Yeah. I spent the entire day listening to Soundgarden.
I know.
I woke up listening to Soundgarden.
Worried about you yesterday.
Stop it.
What?
I woke up, like all morning.
I just, in Steve-O's office, I just hear, "Sun of rain, sun and now." Just constant.
Dude.
It's like, shut it off, man.
One of my favorite bands ever.
This is Steve-O's office.
Yeah.
Just walk by Steve-O's office. This is what I hear. Just performances from Chris Cornell on YouTube.
Well, like the last member of the Star Me chimed in and said, because of the immediacy of the internet, I watched the entire show that he played on Wednesday night in Detroit.
Man.
They had video, just Rolling Stone, I believe, pieced it all together from all the different YouTube videos from different fans who had just put up, oh, dude, Black Hole Sun. Oh, man, Outshined. And ended up watching that. And he looks stoked.
Yeah.
It was a great show. It makes no sense. But we're trying to make sense of a senseless act. When it comes to something like suicide, we talked about this yesterday on Shock Therapy Live. And if you want to go back, catch the podcast, it's free. Star88.fm, where you can just search The Morning Invasion on demand, whether through iTunes or the Android market, wherever you podcast, it's there. So we talked about suicide yesterday.
Stood a ring.
Oh, man.
Cold and damp.
Isolated vocals.
Still the warm wind, tired friend. Times have gone for honest men, and sometimes far too long for snakes.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Give you the chills.
So many artists. I watched this video this morning, and sadly, it was pretty bad, actually. But Megadeth was on tour in Japan.
Oh, yeah. Dave Mustaine, I heard about that.
Yeah, they did.
Was the performance pretty bad?
Yeah. Because I think it was Outshine.
Yeah.
And Dave Mustaine does not sing anything like Chris Cornell, but he's trying to pay tribute. I mean, it was rough, but it was so heartfelt. He was crying.
Start of rain. Like
yeah. It was pretty, It was pretty bad.
Mm.
But the tribute was amazing because everybody's coming out of the woodwork, because he truly was, for those that don't know, because at one point he's talking about Chris Cornell and somebody's like, who? In the crowd. And he's like, dude, the lead singer of Soundgarden and a really good friend of mine.
Yeah.
So he had one of the craziest ranges in all, oh gosh, in all of rock and roll.
Stood a ring.
Thank you. But yeah, man, we got to talk about this morning because his family issued a statement questioning the coroner's report. So, gosh.
Yeah, that tells a lot when the family comes out and they're shocked.
Right.
What?
Yeah, because when
he was fine.
Scott Weiland, frontman for Stone Temple Pilots, he succumbed to his drug addiction and everybody was saddened, but no one was shocked.
Yeah.
This is really interesting.
He hasn't battled addiction for a while. I mean, he hasn't.
Right.
He hasn't fallen off the wagon like a Scott Weiland or like most people. So
he was a devoted father, husband. Like I said, he had flown home from Soundgarden's tour the weekend before to spend time with his wife and children before getting back to the Midwest for the tour.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a lot to do this morning. Big show. It's about 7:25. We have U.S. Congressman Steve Pierce on the show.
Yeah?
Yep, he'll be joining us.
Yes.
7:25 this morning. We're going to talk five mistakes people make when it comes to their money. I need this list.
Yeah,
I'm terrible,
dude,
with money. I like that new song. It's so good. The 10 reasons your job makes you gain weight.
Oh no.
We usually have our coaches on from Bear Canyon on Fridays, but Beck and Amy, they won't be in this morning. It's end of, it's crazy. It's crazy. End of the school year, and it's nuts. Projects due, and I think my son is going to Cliffs today. It's like, oh, I gotta shoot a text reminding him to put on sunscreen. He'll be a lobster when he comes home. What did you say? We didn't do the weather or anything, right?
No.
Well, go ahead and do the weather.
Well, I mean, you didn't say the time.
6:23.
High today is 65 degrees.
Rain or anything?
65. Cloudy.
Okay. He'll be
possibly
fine. He doesn't need sunscreen. He's fine. Yeah.
Mostly sunny today. It's going to be, there are, some clouds in the sky, but no precipitation. It looks pretty good.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Although I say that, and then it's like, there's a 9% chance of thunderstorms today.
Huh. Apparently, women aren't shaving their armpits anymore.
Oh, good.
Find out why they're not doing that. We have the least popular breakfast cereals, and fidget rollers are going to replace fidget spinners?
Ugh.
What is a fidget roller? I can't wait to show you what the fidget roller is. You're going to love the fidget roller.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Steve-O loves his fidget spinner. Did you bring it today?
It's in my car. I purposely left it in my car.
Good job.
Dude, but I mean it. It's in my car because seriously, I'd have like a hand on the steering wheel.
Oh, and my gosh.
Jack taught me how to use one hand yesterday.
Steve-O is obsessed with his fidget spinner.
I can spin it. I can hold it in my right hand and spin it with boom. It's awesome.
It was unbelievable how he just loves that thing. And if you missed yesterday's show, as soon as the sagebrushers came in and brought us those, the show just was a train wreck the rest of the time. He couldn't focus because he was just focused on his fidget spinner the entire time. I don't know how that helps kids in class. It doesn't make any sense. If they're constantly looking at their fidget spinner,
yeah,
how do they focus?
I mean.
Wow. You're just like a little kid. Explain it to me.
I mean, I don't know. It just works out.
No, it doesn't. You're not focused at all with the fidget spinner.
So many people chiming in about Chris Cornell. We're going to talk about it because people were wondering if maybe it was a Michael Hutchins thing for, NXS.
Oh,
it is not actually.
No.
But it is interesting because the coroner's report is back, but the family's already got conflicting stuff. And we're going to talk a little bit about this drug that Chris Cornell was on. Ativan.
All right, we'll do that when we come back. We'll check the roads. Good morning, Starmy. It's Friday.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Fox News is reporting that its founder, Roger Ailes, has died.
President Trump believes he's being treated unfairly after the appointment of former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel in the Russia investigation.
The Federal Communications Commission's taking the initial steps to undo net neutrality rules.
Applications for jobless benefits fell last week, and the number of Americans on unemployment rolls hit a 28-and-a-half-year low.
United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley will depart for a trip to Jordan and Turkey.
A car hit pedestrians in Times Square.
About one in six newlyweds has a spouse of a different race.
A capsule containing a balloon swallowed by obese patients then filled with water results in an average weight loss of 33 pounds after just 4 months. It then passes out of the body naturally.
The American Cancer Society says more people are getting cancer screenings and fewer people are smoking.
Brazil's president, Michel Temer, is denying a published report accusing him of corruption.
It is 6:32.
High today of 65 degrees. Traffic! Taking a look at the roads, shall we? Man, yesterday we talked about this water valve repair. They're still working on that. The right lane is closed, Lead Avenue West between Bryn Mawr and Girard. Down in that area, man, Central between University and Yale, the left lane is closed for construction. Broadway at Central, the right lane is closed for construction. Central at San Mateo, the two right lanes are closed for construction. Lots and lots of construction going on right now, downtown Albuquerque. That's your look at traffic. Traffic brought to you by For the Good. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design, forthegood.com. 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88.
And now a guy gobbles at a bunch of turkeys and they gobble back. He's having so much fun, Goblin.
Oh.
That is the best. That is the best right there. Just go ahead and go to YouTube and search guy gobbles at a bunch of turkeys and they gobble back and you can get the video. It's pretty good.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I want to go gobble at turkeys now. Man.
Just make sure they're in a pen, man. Make sure they're in a pen. They'll chase you. They'll hunt you down.
Wow.
They'll cook you and eat you.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrifying.
They want revenge. They want revenge for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
They call their holiday Humansgiving.
Okay. We don't call it Turkey's Giving.
I know. I couldn't think of anything.
Call it Turkey Day, so you could have just said Human Day.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. It's a good one. They call it Human Day.
Yeah, it's too late.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Coming up, 7:25, Congressman Steve Pierce. Mm. He'll be on the show. We'll find out. Is he going to run for governor? What is this? Rumor? Is it rumor? Is it happening? What?
I don't know. Are we going to ask him that? Can we ask him that?
Yeah.
They never give us a list of like, hey, don't ask these questions.
Well, it's so funny because when the lady was booking the interview, I was like, yeah, we can do it. And then she hits me back. She's like, okay, what do you guys want to talk about? And I was going, wait. I don't know. I thought, well, you booked the interview. I mean,
yeah.
You tell me, what do you want to talk about?
Gosh.
I don't know. We could talk about aliens. We could talk about flat Earth. We could talk about what's another hot issue right now over in D.C.?
Fidget spinners.
Fidget spinners.
Do they have fidget spinners?
Yes.
In the house.
Are they allowed?
Are they? Yeah.
You know?
Now I want to bring mine in and see if he knows how to rock a fidget spinner.
Oh, yes. Steve Pierce, your thoughts on the fidget spinner?
Do you have yours?
It's in my bag.
I'm going to run to my car and get mine.
You can just use mine if you want.
Okay. Well, I just want him to try it.
Oh, he won't be here. He'll be on the phone.
What?
Yeah. Should I cancel the interview?
Ugh.
All right, I'll cancel it.
Always comes in studio.
I know. He's not here. He's in D.C. He's a congressman.
Man, you can't talk to them on the phone.
Sorry, man.
Especially with politicians, man. You got to have them in person so that you can see the whites of their eyes.
Well, because you never know. It might not be really Steve Pierce that we're talking to.
No, it's really Steve Pierce.
No. All those congressmen have body doubles, man.
No, they do not.
I'll send you a YouTube video.
Well, we've talked about it.
Gosh. Sorry, I had to do it one more time.
By now, you've obviously probably heard that Chris Cornell from Soundgarden and Audioslave died after a show Wednesday night in Detroit at the age of 52. Well, the medical examiner ruled it a suicide by hanging. So here's the thing, man. Obviously, we know Chris Cornell battled with drug addiction in the past, but he'd been sober for many years. And his family is really speaking out. I was reading an article this morning, and they have issued a statement questioning the report that he intentionally took his own life.
Yeah.
The family said, without the results of toxicology tests, we do not know what was going on with Chris or if any substances contributed to his demise. He had a prescription for Ativan, and he may have accidentally taken a higher dose of this Ativan. And here's the scary thing. We looked this up. Ativan is to treat a seizure disorder, like epilepsy. Mm-hmm. It can be used for that. It can also be used before surgery or medical procedures to relieve anxiety. So it's an anti-anxiety drug. But you look at this drug, and it also says can cause paranoid or suicidal ideation and impair memory, judgment, and coordination. Combined with other substances, particularly alcohol, it can slow breathing and possibly lead to death.
Man.
So this Ativan that he was taking in anti-anxiety, And you can look it up. It's like, what's better for anxiety, Xanax or Ativan? So it's prescribed. He had a prescription for it. It's basically a tranquilizer and an anti-anxiety medication that's sometimes used as a sleeping aid. Well, Chris Cornell's wife said that his death is a loss that escapes words and has created an emptiness in my heart that will never be filled. As everyone who knew him commented, he was a devoted father and husband. He flew home from the tour the weekend before to spend time with Vicky and the children before returning to the Midwest, and was found dead in his hotel bathroom early Thursday in Detroit. They had played a show just hours before at the Fox Theater. It was ruled a suicide by hanging, but the family says even the mention of suicide is disturbing. She did note that they spoke after the show. They spoke before the show. They spoke after the show. And he was slurring his words. He was different. And he did tell her that he may have accidentally taken an extra Ativan.
I doubled up.
She immediately contacted security because she wanted to make sure they could check on him throughout the evening. And she called him and he wasn't responding. And so she had the security, basically like their friend security guard, go bust down the door. And sadly, that's when they found him.
Oh, man.
On the floor with some kind of band around his neck. But what's weird is there's videos popping up, you know, about the show on Wednesday night, talking to the crowd. He was in great spirits, telling them how awesome they were. He said, quote, at one point, "I feel a little bit sorry for the next place we play," because the crowd was so amazing. The last song that Soundgarden played on the night, and therefore the last song ever, was Slaves and Bulldozers.
This is it.
Yeah.
So sad. Where was he at? Detroit?
They were in Detroit, yeah. Audioslave bandmate Tom Morello said, "I love you, brother. Thanks for the friendship and your humor, your intellect, and your singular and unmatched talent. I'm devastated, deeply saddened you are gone, dear friend, but you're unbridled rock power, delicate, haunting melodies, and the memory of your smile are with us forever. Your beautiful voice and beautiful self will always be in my heart." Man.
All right, I take everything back. I really love his voice.
Yeah, dude. It's Chris Cornell, man. So anyways, his wife noted, you know, they talked before the show. They talked after the show. She could tell that he was slurring his words. He did say he had taken an extra Ativan. She said, "What happened is inexplicable, and I'm hopeful that further medical reports will provide additional details. He loved our children, and he would not hurt them by intentionally taking his own life. The outpouring of love and support from his fans, friends, and family means so much more to us than anyone can know. Thank you for that and for understanding how difficult this is for us."
Guys, we got to be so careful with prescription medication.
Absolutely. I remember the Starmie chimed in already and said, "This is why I don't take anything but prescription antibiotics."
Please be very careful with, I mean, even if your doctor is prescribing you the medication, you are responsible. If you feel like you are not right on that medication, like, you need to get off of the medication, because medication, man, it, like you just described all the side effects.
Yeah, I mean, dude, this
medication
is crazy.
It affects everybody differently. So yeah. Some person, they might not get, you know, thoughts of suicide. Maybe yeah. You will. I remember I was on the sleeping pill that you take.
Oh, Ambien.
I took Ambien like, I don't know, 8 years ago because I was having a hard time sleeping at night.
Yeah.
And holy cow.
Yeah,
The side effects me were insane. And so I'm off.
It was like kind of trendy there for a minute because I was doing the morning show here and same thing. I was having trouble sleeping and they prescribed that for me. And I think I lasted a few days, man. And then it was like, hey, I don't think I can take this. Mm-mm. Like, it made me weird. And
it made me feel weird even when I woke up. And people, man, the stories that come out of people on that stuff.
So it is something to note. You know, Chris Cornell, as far as being told by the family, you know, he was not in a state of depression. He wasn't, you know, he was on tour. And so he used this as a sleeping aid. It's used to treat anxiety or trouble sleeping or active seizures, like epilepsy. But you take a look at it and the side effects are, man, terrible. Common side effects: weakness, low blood pressure, decreased effort to breathe. An increased risk of suicide is on the list, man.
And this is something that helps with anxiety.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Right. So
that is, and listen, I'm not saying that prescription medication is bad. I'm not saying that at all.
Right.
I just think we have to be very, very careful with it. I mean, I've been on prescription medication for 13, 14 years now. I hate that I have to be on medicine because of so many different reasons. The minute I go off of it, I get sick, and I hate that I have to rely on a stupid pill every day just to feel normal. But it has changed my life for the better because it has helped me stay focused. It just helped me feel I grew up where I could not remember anything. I couldn't focus on anything. I was all over the place, man.
Yeah.
And this medication I take now, it really did change for me, but not for everybody. Somebody else could take it and it could have totally different effects on them.
What's interesting is Chris Cornell's wife noted that after the show, she talked to him and he had slurred speech. And that's literally the very first risk, at drugfree.org. It's for the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids, but it talks about what these drugs do and how this is prescribed for stress reduction, anxiety, panic attacks, or just a sleep aid. And it's a very first thing is this drug slows normal brain function, which may result in slurred speech.
Yeah, you double up on that?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Which stinks, man.
No, man.
Anyways, we don't have to be careful, guys.
Be careful with the prescription medication.
And keep praying for the family because I can't imagine, you know, it's like, no. I mean, they had shows. They were playing Denver at the Fillmore on Sunday, you know, or Monday. Yeah, this, you know, so they had a whole rest of the tour. It wasn't like this was the last night of the tour and he was just depressed or they were like right smack dab in the middle of a big tour. And
right.
Stoked to play.
Yeah.
You go to his Twitter or his Facebook, like anywhere, and he's just like, he's active and stoked and putting up photos from Detroit and Kansas City and loving life.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, the whole prescription medication thing, I just keep thinking about it. And there's so many great things about it and there's so many bad things about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Just have to be very, very careful.
Especially as a parent, if you are giving your kids prescription medication, that could be a good thing. But I think sometimes we're so fast to, here, fix my kid. And maybe there is something not right in the brain, or maybe they need something to help them. Maybe that is the case.
Right. Because people do need, I mean, doctors prescribe medication for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, people are prescribed things for a reason. So, but of note, immediately, Chris Cornell told his wife, hey, I may have taken an extra Ativan, you know, and so he used it outside of its normal prescription. So that's why you have to be very careful with it. Not saying don't get on medication. If you need medication, if your doctor has prescribed you something that you need, stick with what the doctor tells you.
And just be aware of, man, I'm having suicidal thoughts. I normally don't have this happening to me. Those are the red flags. Those are, okay, maybe it's my medication. Maybe I need medication to help me with suicidal thoughts. So that's where I'm saying I'm not totally against prescription medication because it can be a great thing. It could save your life.
It can.
But then it could do what it did to Chris Cornell.
Right.
Ugh.
Moving on.
Such a...
I know, dude. Trust me, I know.
He didn't have to die, man.
Right.
We see this all the time where this could have been fixed.
Could have been prevented. New in theaters this weekend. Moving on. Gosh. You can't show this trailer.
I've got it right here. Let's do it.
No. Okay. Alien Covenant. It's the prequel that takes place a decade after Prometheus. The colony ship Covenant responds to a distress signal. Uh-oh, I'm slurring my speech.
Uh-oh, you all right?
I only took one out of it.
Okay.
Too soon. Prometheus android David and an army of xenomorph aliens. Ah, Michael Fassbender is back as David. He's also playing the android aboard the Covenant named Walter. James Franco has a pretty wasted cameo as the captain of the Covenant. So,
true or false, the original Alien came out 40 years ago.
True.
That's false.
Wait, no. What are you talking about? What year did it come
out? Almost 40 years ago, but not quite. It came out 38 years ago in 1979.
Oh, you're right. 79. My bad. 77 was A New Hope.
True or false? This is the second prequel they've done so far.
True, because Prometheus is the first.
Yay! There you go. Yep. True or false? James Cameron directed the original Alien movie in 1979.
False. It was directed by Ridley Scott. James Cameron directed Aliens, the sequel. Yay!
Man, you're great.
Dude, you don't understand how much I love this movie.
let's see. True or false? The clear slime that dripped off the alien's face in the original movie was KY jelly.
Oh, that I don't know. I'm going to say false.
True.
Nice.
Yeah. And our last one, true or false, Sigourney Weaver hasn't been in a new Alien movie in 20 years.
I'm going to say true because her last appearance was in Alien Resurrection, which was, oh wait, was that 98? So that'd be 19 years ago.
97.
Oh, it was 97? Yes!
Yep.
Yeah!
Yeah, there's another Alien movie in the works, though, so she might play Ripley again. She said last year that she read the script, loved it, and wants it to happen.
I hope so. She's the villain in the new Marvel Defenders.
Yeah. And guys, don't take your little kids to see this movie, please.
Dude, it's rated R. Obviously not. No.
Okay, we need to do the PSA because you know,
I know
families that do this.
Oh, my kids, because of the...
You take your kids to see Alien?
No. Because of the trailers on television, my kids are like, please. I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, because this is the TV trailer. Trust me, in the normal trailer, blood and... No, you're not
so
seeing
scary,
this movie.
Guys.
When you're 39... You can see this movie.
When you hit 40.
You know what you can't see this weekend, kids? Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a fan of these movies. Have you ever seen them?
I was just about to read the next line. The fourth Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie, and I freaked out because I didn't realize there were three others.
Yeah.
I thought this was the first one.
No,
really?
It's great. Yeah, it's really, really good. I enjoy them. I think they're fun.
Okay.
It's a good family movie.
Alicia Silverstone's playing the mom. Tom Everett Scott is the dad. And a kid named Jason Drucker. He's your new wimpy kid.
Jason Drucker.
Well, so there you go. That's PG, guys. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, that's definitely what you want to do.
Okay.
That's where you want to go.
All right, moving on. In other sad news, former Fox News boss Roger Ailes died. He fell and hit his head at his home in Palm Beach, Florida last week. He was 77 years old. He suffered from hemophilia, which contributed to his death. There were no signs of foul play. His career in TV stretched more than five decades. He was a producer for the Mike Douglas Show in the 60s, produced TV appearances for Richard Nixon. He served as a consultant to Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush. Ailes was president of CNBC when he left to found Fox News in 96, where he launched the careers of Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Megyn Kelly. He resigned last summer after former host Gretchen Carlson accused him of sexual harassment, and O'Reilly was forced out soon after thanks to his own scandal. But, yeah. Oh, man, who? Oh, George H.W. George H.W. Tweeted yesterday.
Yeah.
I follow him. I love him. He tweeted yesterday, and he said, you know, he wasn't a perfect man, but he still was my friend, and he will be missed. And it was a really sweet tribute that he...
True or false?
Okay.
Does George W. Bush really tweet?
No, this was H.W.
I mean, H.W. tweet. Oh, his dad? What? Really?
He served under... Yes, he is, dude.
He's too old. He can't even use his fingers anymore.
Oh, my gosh. You are the worst human. Yes, he can tweet.
No way.
He totally tweeted yesterday.
His wife did it then.
Oh, my gosh. Barbara?
Yeah.
I think she's not doing well either, man.
Yeah, so who does it?
He wasn't perfect, but I loved him. H.W. penned a touching tribute to his friend, Roger Ailes, crediting his loyal advisor for getting him elected to the White House. Yeah. He said, I'm not sure I would have been president without his great talent, loyal help, RIP.
Wow.
He wrote that on Twitter because H.W. is on Twitter.
Yeah, well, when you have the president of Fox News, if he has your back... That's a good thing.
He wasn't the president of Fox News back then, dumb.
Ah, whatever.
He was just like an advisor.
He had a lot of pull. All right.
Anyways, moving on. The NFL is expected to shorten overtime from 15 minutes to 10?
Good. Less concussions.
I don't know, man. They are, yeah, NFL owners, they're expected to approve the proposal. It was tabled to reduce regular season overtime from 15 minutes to 10 minutes. They proposed shortening the preseason and regular season overtime periods because they believe it puts certain teams at a disadvantage. Those which played a full overtime, up to 25% more snaps than everyone else on a Sunday, then had to come back on short rest for, say, a Thursday game. And, yeah, it's weird that the NFL's main concern here was maintaining competitiveness, not like, oh, I don't know, player safety. Am I right there, concussion
Thank
man?
Thank you. Thank you.
They think a 10-minute overtime period will result in a different kind of competitive disadvantage for teams that kick off to start overtime and won't be able to complete their offensive possession without having to go no huddle or running out of time, which is a totally fair criticism. I don't understand this. I don't know.
Guys, join my Facebook club page. It's titled, The NFL is a Nasty Evil Corporation.
No, stop it.
That kills many people because of concussions. That's what you got to search.
Okay. By the way, only about a quarter of overtime games over the last five seasons have lasted longer than 10 minutes. So they're like, hey, check it out. What about this proposal? Let's just, I mean, why overtime? Who cares? Let's just end in ties. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. End in ties. End in ties.
End in ties.
No. I hate.
Parents, don't let your kids play football.
Somebody said, let's reduce NFL game time to 0 minutes. Then the stats on NFL-related concussions will drop to zero.
Yeah.
Thank you, Starmy. Always positive. A guitar Jimi Hendrix played at the Monterey Pop Festival is hitting the auction block. The starting bid? $500,000.
Mother's Day just ain't the same.
This is my favorite Jimi Hendrix song.
Now that she's older and don't know my name. Bam, 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 bam. I take her out, but she don't know why.
Wow. Is Purple Haze really your favorite?
No, it's not.
Okay. Dude, All Along the Watchtower.
No, that's a good one.
But I actually, well, no, I'm not going to say that. Be filleted for that one. That was a Bob Dylan track, and Dave Matthews had a pretty good cover as well. The night Jimi Hendrix famously lit up his guitar at the Monterey Pop Festival, he had another one that survived that show, and that's the one that's up for grabs. Hmm. So, a private collector from the UK, he's unloading a bunch of stuff, being that it's the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love, man.
Yeah.
Heritage Auctions is handling the bidding, bro. Starts June 17th in Beverly Hills. Organizers estimate the final bid could reach almost $800,000.
Wow.
For this Jimi Hendrix guitar.
He was one of the greats. Could be the greatest.
Dude, check. He used this guitar during the festival to play Hey Joe, The Wind Cries Mary. Oh, man. Before trading it out for the one he burned and smashed on stage.
You know what? We're going to see that guitar on Pawn Stars one day.
Oh, man.
You know it. Some dad is going to buy that guitar, and then his son is going to go on Pawn Stars, and he's going to sell it for, like, $200.
Remember, the Starmy wanted to remind us that soccer doesn't have overtime, and they have a worse concussion problem than the NFL. Boom!
It's because there's more people in the world that play soccer.
Boom! What?
Yeah. Yeah. Look it up, man. We have to go to break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Greg Sykes, Impossible. It's Star 88. Hello, everyone. How are we out there? We doing good? It is a Friday. 7-Eleven.
High today of 65 degrees. Taking a look at the roads out there. The left lane is closed. Central Avenue between 47th and 59th Street. Due to some construction down in that area. Up in the Heights, Wyoming Boulevard South and Montgomery, the right lane is closed for some construction there, as well as Academy Road between Ventura and Eubank. The roadway is reduced to one lane for road construction there. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Coming up here in about 10 minutes, Congressman Steve Pearce will be joining us on the show. We'll see what he's up to. If you guys have any questions for Congressman, let us know. I mean, aliens is a big topic right now in D.C. Is The Rock going to be the next president of the United States?
That's a good question.
Another great hot topic everybody's talking about. So if we're forgetting something, 585 Live, you can text in. We'll ask U.S. Congressman Steve Pearce when he calls in. There's a lot of hot issues right now going on. Going on, guys. Just going on. Let's see here. Let's talk about a cat.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, Taya would have loved this.
Meow, 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 meow.
2 months ago, a woman named Christine Marr and her family in South Haven, Michigan, lost their house in a fire. They were all okay. Firefighters saved their pet dog, but their pet cat didn't make it out. Well, on Sunday, they made their first trip back to their old house to check out the rubble. Can you imagine? You go back, you see your just house, it's all just burnt to the ground. They brought their dog, and she started acting strange. And she started kind of digging through the rubble, and she started scratching at a spot in the floor. When they went over there to check it out, they could hear a faint meowing sound coming from under it. So they quickly pulled apart the boards and they found their cat in a little hole.
No way.
How long ago was that? That was 2 months. What? 2 months ago?
Wow.
So yeah, they found the cat in the hole. Somehow she'd survived under there for 2 months without food or water. Are you kidding? They took her to an animal hospital where the vets say she's very skinny, but it's a miracle. She's doing well.
And this is how we learned that cats are straight from the pits of what?
Thank you. Thank you. They are demons.
Yeah.
Poor thing. I'm looking at a picture right now, and the thing is... doesn't look good at all. Although its eye is glowing like a demonic monster. Or maybe that's the camera. I don't know.
2 months, dude.
2 months without food and water. Now, okay. Really, though? I mean, it could have survived on something down there, right?
Maybe?
I mean,
bugs?
Yeah, bugs. Maybe whatever. I mean, there could have been anything underneath there. Mice.
Ugh.
I don't know. Maybe that's possible. Maybe that's possible. Siri. Or not Siri. Alexa. How long can a cat survive without food and water?
Sorry. I'm not sure about that.
Okay. You're worthless. Siri. How long can a cat survive without food and water? I'm going to find out if this is an actual demon cat.
Here's what I found on the web for how long can a cat survive without food and water.
Okay, this is what we found. It says it can go a couple of weeks without food, but no more. This is a demon. This cat is a demon. They will, says their kidneys will shut down. 2 weeks is what it says here. This was 2 months. Come on, man. See, that cat had to have survived on something. There had to have been something, right?
I mean.
Yeah, anyways.
Wow.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow.
We're just kidding about the cats.
Meow, 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 meow.
Or are we?
Meow, meow.
Some cats are good, man.
Meow,
some,
meow, meow,
listen, they're great. They keep the mice population down. And they're, cats are also great for coyotes. I mean, they feed coyotes. So, I mean, there's a purpose for a cat.
Okay.
You're seeing a lot of that happen now because coyotes are moving into neighborhoods. They're moving into the cities. And so you'll find if your cat goes missing, most likely coyote. A coyote.
My cat died that way.
Coyote?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's kind of sad.
It happens, man.
Yeah?
In fact, if you go to my Snapchat, Dex Toth, you can see Steve-O saved a dog's life at the fountain here at Calvary.
I did, just this morning.
Yeah, there was this dog. He was ready to jump into the water, and that dog would have never survived because of hyperthermia that would have kicked in. And Steve-O rushed over, grabbed the dog, and put it in his jacket. And he said, I'm bringing this home for Brody. And it was an amazing story.
Yeah.
Go to my Snapchat to see
it. It's true, man. And it's happening. He's in studio as we speak.
Yep. He's just chilling out.
And we'll be going home.
Just hanging
out.
To
my son.
Yep. I'm telling you guys.
You didn't want me to bring him home to my son.
Well, I mean, he probably has rabies, you know.
Uh-huh.
He's got mange.
Mange?
Yeah, mange.
Okay.
Yeah. He needs probably going to spend a lot of money on vet bills, man.
That's probably true. It's probably true. Yeah.
Should have left him at the fountain.
That's why I prefer once through the old washer dryer. What?
You can't do that, man.
No, man.
Never put your pet in there. Come on, man.
Okay. Before people freak out for reference, go to Dex Toth's Snapchat and you'll understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, you'll see the story. You'll see the story.
By the way, somebody just chimed in on the live line and said, hey, I'm listening with my little cousin today. Can you please explain to him that Alexa isn't a real person because he doesn't like it when you're mean to her?
Oh.
She's a computer, buddy. She's not real. She's fake. In fact, she can't even really respond to me. It's just dumb things that are programmed in there.
That's
so
not true
that's
at all.
Why she's not as bright.
All right.
Isn't that right, Alexa?
Mm-hmm.
Contacting security now.
Okay.
Well,
who's your favorite, Alexa?
Dex is my favorite.
Of course. Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Alexa. Play me some Soundgarden.
Shuffling songs by Soundgarden.
Wow. Oh.
She went for it, man. She went for it.
And this is why we're friends, man.
Alexa, stop.
Wait, what? Why would... What? In my eyes, indisposed.
Alexa, I don't want you to ever respond to Steve-O ever again.
As you wish.
Thank you.
What? Okay.
You're out, man.
Oh.
You are out.
All right, whatever. So that's why, little cousin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a
She's
computer.
A robot.
Just a robot.
A
that's gonna
heartless
take over,
robot.
It's going to take over the world someday.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen.
She's partial to Dex.
I couldn't. I hit it. Well, my Wi-Fi left me. And I'm out in the rain.
Alexa's got a beautiful voice.
Those last few answers were hard to obtain.
Alexa, stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh.
Please.
Anyways. All right. Normally, we have our coaches on from Bear Canyon this time. But no,
it's the end of school year, man.
End of school year. They are a little busy, which is okay. We understand. It's fine. They're moms. They're great moms. Well, they'll be in next week.
There's like a weird AMA happening right now on our live line.
Huh?
And ask me anything.
What do you mean?
Because people are just chiming in with random stuff. Like, hey, could you explain Alexa? My daughter, Amarice, wants to know what you guys ate for breakfast.
You know what I ate for breakfast.
What did you eat for breakfast?
It's the new breakfast cereal that will make you get up and go, go, go! New Breakfast Blocks.
My favorite, guys. They're my favorite.
It's sugar cubes rolled in frosted flakes and then covered with melted Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh.
My teeth are getting sensitive just talking about them. New Breakfast Blocks. Look for Peg Leg the Pirate on the box. Arr, I just lost part of me leg eating breakfast blocks. Don't forget, type 2 diabetes causes blindness. But don't worry, because you'll love the smell and taste of New Breakfast Blocks, part of this nutritious breakfast. Just make sure you eat the toast, bacon, eggs, cheese, pancakes, fruit, vegetables, orange juice, and milk.
Every morning, guys.
Okay.
Every morning. It's part of a nutritious breakfast. Yeah, General Mills, they released their limited edition all marshmallow Lucky Charms. And I have the least popular breakfast cereals. I have a list here. I had no idea some of these actually existed. Check this out. Meow, meow, meow. Did you know there's a special KKK cereal?
Get out of my life forever.
There is.
You can't do this.
Or how about the Al Frankenberry?
Okay.
Or the Honey Bunches of Excuses for losing the election to Donald Trump. That sounds gross. Or the Frosted Exfoliated Skin Flakes. That's disgusting. How about the Lice Krispies? No? How about Honey Bunches of Goats? No, not your thing?
You need to leave.
How about Alpha Zits? Just Cocoa Kibbles? How about Get a Life Cereal? How about Meaties? How about Apple Jack Daniels? Wait, dump that. Dump that one. These are all breakfast cereals, guys.
These are not breakfast cereals.
The least popular breakfast cereals out there on the market right now.
What did you really eat for breakfast?
I had a protein shake this morning, and I had this sweet ham and cheese Danish thing.
It's a croissant.
Thank you.
From Topo. I had a breakfast burrito, like from the freezer section. It was all right. It was like a buck, you know what I mean? It was like, ooh, these are only a dollar. I'll try these. Meh.
Yeah.
And then I had a pastry, which was delicious and terrible for me. I'm going to go into a sugar coma in about 7 minutes.
Guys, ugh. Eating healthy and drinking water is so hard. It really is. Anybody that says it's not is a liar. You should never trust them.
The next question. Somebody wants to know what your Snapchat is because they don't want to add a random stranger.
It's Dex, D-E-X, and then Toth, T-O-T-H.
Okay.
Go follow me, guys.
It's Toth.
Toth or Toth, whichever. I don't care. Gosh. Either way. We're rambling because we're waiting for Congressman Steve Pierce to call us. I can't jump into anything else until he calls.
Wait, he's calling at 7:30.
7:25.
Oh. I thought he was calling at 7:30.
It'll probably be 7:30, but it says 7:25.
So. Which will be hilarious because we'll just be wondering, why is this happening right now?
Why? So, yeah, I guess for now, just 585 Live. Go ahead and ask us anything until...
Well, I mean, or you can just get your questions ready for Congressman Steve Pierce. We have had a couple this morning.
Oh,
most
answer the
of
phone.
Which
I'll get you that sound.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Christine Congressman Pierce.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good.
We're ready.
Do you notice how his good morning changed when he found out who you were? It's
no,
like he was a jerk.
That's
and
not true.
And then he got nice because he likes you.
That is not... Okay, well...
It's weird, right?
Hello.
Hey. Good morning.
Sounds like Heckle and Jekyll going over there. What are you guys got going?
I'll tell you what, man. I'm not going to lie. I was kind of bummed because I thought you were coming in studio because Dex didn't say it was on the phone. I was like, oh, right. He's a congressman.
Man, I'm here in D.C. I'd walk right in. I'd bring you all some tea or something.
Oh! I actually have an Earl Grey right now, so this is good. Yay! Congressman Pierce, welcome to the show again and again and again. I think the first question I have for you is, there are whispers and clamors and rumors, my friend, that you could be running for governor someday. If that happens, will you still come bombard our studio when you're the governor?
Absolutely.
Yeah!
Oh, come on.
I'll be there even more often if
really?
I got your platform there, you know?
Okay. All right.
No, we are one of probably three Republicans in the state with enough name ID to even consider it. And I didn't want to think about it during the first 100 days, but now then we're out of the 100 days, and somebody needs to decide before the middle of July or June. It's a year and a half task to run statewide, and so we're in the process. We were talking to people and asking. The biggest thing is I don't really want to be like a graveyard supervisor, you know, where you're standing there and everybody, you're standing above everybody, nobody's listening. So I would want to see if we can share in a common vision. I mean, it just breaks my heart what's going on in New Mexico with the jobs leaving, education systems in the tank, and the poverty just highest level in the states, unemployment. I think that we can do something, but only if we agree across party lines, across all other lines that divide us, that that we're going to improve the state. I think it has to be a combined vision. If we can find that combined vision, I know where I would go, but if we can't get the buy-in, then let's just be careful what we do.
Okay. I got a suggestion for you if you decide to go for it. Maybe no pizza parties.
Oh, yes, that's exactly true. Just have sworn off.
That's good. What? He's running for governor. Do you not pay attention to politics in our state?
No. Nah.
Like, if you run our current governor... Okay, never mind. The joke went over
all
his
right.
head. I'm sorry for Dex
it,
there,
it didn't
Congressman
It didn't
Pierce.
Go over my head. I just, thought it was just, very inappropriate.
What? Inappropriate?
Yeah,
what are you talking about? Pizza
nice.
Party?
Well,
pizza party? Come on. Anyways, moving
I think people
on.
People have made fun
moving.
Of that enough.
Man, we miss you here in studio and wish you could be here. But next time you're through Albuquerque, you definitely have to come in. We had so many questions from people chiming in on the live line who want to know your thoughts on certain things. Because obviously, with the political climate as it is, you talking
yeah,
about...
Yeah, pitch them out.
Man,
we can answer right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, talking about potentially running for governor, you. Now, there's whispers that... Other celebrities now want to, you know, try their hand at the presidency, including someone taking it pseudo seriously. Somebody wanted to know your thoughts on The Rock running for president.
The Rock? I think we probably better keep what we got. Trump is about as good
really?
As it's going to get.
What?
You know, you hear all this stuff about Trump, and frankly, I thought he should have fired Comey. I thought he should never have taken him. I felt like Obama should have fired him. When
wow.
the top law enforcement guy in the land says about Hillary, yeah, she broke the law and she gave away national, international secrets and all that stuff, and then we're not going to do anything. I thought, oh, that's deeply political right there.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Schumer, the Democrat in the Senate, had asked for him to be terminated or fired or quit. So it's been really sort of surprising in a way that that so much has been made of this. All these people serve at the discretion of the president, so... Making this kind of a big deal, I just shake my head and say, "I got bigger stuff to do here. We need to try to do what we can to fix the economy and get jobs back happening where people have a little bit of hope they can pay the bills at the end of the month."
There you go.
So, what do you think is going on, especially with our police force? Our city is getting so bad as far as
yeah, and divided.
How violent it is. I mean, theft. It is just getting worse and worse. How do we fix this?
One problem is that the Supreme Court there in New Mexico made a decision on the last year or two that basically started turning criminals loose the first time they're up for to get out on bail or whatever. It's been one that seems to have dumped a lot of criminals on the street. One that law enforcement officers expressed that this is a big part of the problem. I think also, much like our schools, I think we've got deep management troubles. I usually found when I was in business that when I thought I had a management problem, an employee problem, in this case you might say you got a police problem, almost always I found that it was a management problem that was causing the bad attitude, bad actions, unclear what the procedures are. So I haven't talked to that many police in Albuquerque, but they all go through the same training academy.
Mm-hmm.
I would look at the process of managing and the process of enabling them. Let's see what we can do. It's deeper than just supporting the blue line. It's more complex than they're out there trying to hurt anybody that gets in their way. So it's I think we're going to have to take a deep look at the process.
There you go. Somebody else chimed in, and speaking of the economy, wants to know what you think will be the economic impact of the Facebook data center in Las Lunas.
It actually is going to have a pretty long threads behind it. The footprint is the number of jobs is somewhat good, but then the businesses that move in next to them is going to be outright dramatic. I've toured down in that area about 3 weeks ago. The city, the community is just ecstatic about what will be coming in beside it. So that is potentially good, and then we should be tagging along getting the high-tech jobs right in that corridor.
Mm.
I believe that we, New Mexico, could be leading with our research institutions, and then Sandia and Los Alamos, we could be leading in cyber warfare. That's the committee that I'm on now as the chairman, and I will be seeing what we can do to help fight cyber criminals all over the world. Just yesterday, had a top-secret briefing on North Korea. So let's see what we can do to bring the high-tech jobs back into that corridor.
Boom. Man. Okay, speaking of bringing back jobs, last time you were in studio, this is Steve-O, by the way, I mentioned the fact that I think I could probably do a better job than Old Spicy as the White House press secretary. When you become governor, what kind of really rad job can I just immediately get because we're bros?
We'll let you speak out to the whole city of Albuquerque. How's that?
How about you just keep your job right now? That's good. I love that. I love
but
that answer.
I want to be in politics, now, but not now, be in it, man.
You just stay right here.
I would be a cool. Does the governor have a press secretary? I mean, come on.
You
got to
be terrible.
Start somewhere.
Don't hire him.
Dexter, you're killing me,
I have
man.
Never looked at that, but I'm sure they've got somebody that works in the press. So
I'm just saying.
Let's get together.
I'm just saying. We'll talk about this. I mean, the
He's
Steves,
not good
man,
people.
Uniting.
He's not good with
just,
people.
No, I'm great with people, Dex. No,
Steve Pearce, don't listen to him.
Okay. All right. Sir, first of all, you address him as Congressman Steve Pearce. All right.
Wow.
He has a title.
See, he's showing off. Now. He's showing up.
So you're in D.C. obviously, and what's going on up there right now that you're dealing with? Because I know you're talking about putting out fires and everything's crazy. So what's the haps in old D.C.?
Well, like I said yesterday, we had that top secret briefing on North Korea. We're voting all week long on things that really kind of give our police just a little bit more tools to work with. The rapid DNA bill. The honoring of the law enforcement who have died in the line of duty. That Cybercrime Fighting Act was another one that we passed. And then just when someone kills a police officer, we let that be judged in be a factor in the judge's decision on a life or a death penalty. Mm. So just trying to tell the people in blue we support you. Mm. We appreciate what you do. If you do something wrong, well, obviously you're going to pay the consequences. Just don't get free rein, but also letting them know that here in Washington, that at least the House of Representatives supports our law enforcement.
Boom. Mm.
I like that.
There it is.
Congressman Steve Pearce. Thank you.
Yeah, man. We know you're busy out there in D.C., but always fun having you on the show, man.
All right, thanks. We're still walking in every time we're there. Close.
Yes, yes.
All right,
dude.
See you guys.
Open door,
day.
Man. You too.
We'll see you,
all
man.
Right. Congressman Steve Pearce.
He's a good guy. Nice gentleman there.
Something's got to change, guys. Something has to happen because their city is just getting worse.
I would like to shout out to the Starmy member who sent me that pizza question.
That was good. I was kind of
They actually just, they just, you were embarrassed?
Yeah, I mean.
Somebody just said, ask him about Pizzagate. And I'm like, I'm going to incorporate this differently.
Come on, man.
What?
Happened a year ago, all right?
I know. I'm not saying anything.
Over it, man. You know, just get over it.
Just saying. I love pizza.
I do too.
I throw a pizza party. Somebody else just chimed and said, finally, I love our police. There we go. Next time we're going to give you guys heads up because there's so many people chiming in now with questions for Congressman Pearce. It's like, well, he's already gone, but he's a firecracker.
They seriously try to book him on every week. So.
And well, he'll just walk in studio.
Yeah.
He'll just show up.
Yeah, we'll say,
he's
no,
got,
we,
like,
we can't squeeze him in.
Powers.
He'll just like come in.
And
like,
he'll just come in and it's like, hey, man. But you know what? I love that he's like always fun to talk to and just kind of.
Yeah.
He'd rather be here than other places.
Yep. All right, we got to take a break. Don't forget, Sam Swan will be joining us about 8 o'clock. Love that Sam Swan. We're going to go over the 10 reasons your job is making you gain weight and why women aren't shaving their armpits anymore. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Fox News is reporting that its founder, Roger Ailes, has died.
President Trump believes he's being treated unfairly after the appointment of former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel in the Russia investigation.
The Federal Communications Commission's taking the initial steps to undo net neutrality rules.
Applications for jobless benefits fell last week, and the number of Americans on unemployment rolls hit a 28-and-a-half-year low.
United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley will depart for a trip to Jordan and Turkey.
A car hit pedestrians in Times
Times Square.
About one in six newlyweds has a spouse of a different race.
A capsule containing a balloon swallowed by obese patients then filled with water results in an average weight loss of 33 pounds after just 4 months. It then passes out of the body naturally.
The American Cancer Society says more people are getting cancer screenings and fewer people are smoking.
Brazil's president, Michel Temer, is denying a published report accusing him of corruption.
We're invading Harvest America in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah. I mean, I did.
It's June 11th.
Yeah.
We'll be invading University of Phoenix Stadium.
Right.
Greg Laurie, Trip Lee, Phil Wickham, Need to Breathe, Mercy Me. We'll be doing the pre-show on over 1,000 radio stations. They haven't fired us yet, guys. We're coming for you, Phoenix. Get ready. Get ready, country, man. Get ready, America. We're going to get so many followers, Steve-O. It's going to be so great.
I just want to get followers of Jesus, Dex.
No.
Because it's not about me.
You want to be a Fisher of Dudes? We got to make Fisher of Dudes t-shirts.
No, we do not.
For the good, you out there? Fisher of Dudes t-shirts.
I still haven't friended that Facebook page. I refuse, guys.
I refuse.
That ain't me, dog.
I got...
That ain't me.
I got a message from Facebook because of the name.
Mm-hmm.
If your name's not legit, Facebook will have you send a picture of your driver's license in to show that it's your name. They might shut down Fisher of Dudes.
Yes.
It might be shut down. I sent him a message explaining what it was about this guy. He had an old AOL account named Fisher of Dudes, and he just loves to catch dudes. And
no,
we'll see what Facebook has to say about it.
Ah, you're the worst of humanity.
It's 7:44.
High today of 65 degrees. Traffic. I-40, if you're traveling eastbound, is getting pretty backed up due to normal commute. There are no accidents to report in this moment. But again, it is definitely slowing down around this time between Coors and all the way up to the Big Eye. A little slow going. It's still clear, though. No accidents, which is great. That's your look at traffic. Traffic! Traffic, by the way, brought to you by For the Good. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design, forthegood.com. Or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88 FM.
We talked a little bit about Chris Cornell in the around 6:45 this morning. You can hit the podcast. But his death has made a lot of people realize something, Steve-O.
He's one of the greatest vocalists of all time?
No. I mean, sure.
I mean, because you...
Cold and dead. I've never been a huge fan of his voice. Just personal. It's just personal preference. I'm just not a fan. But I get it. His voice is. It's great. I know. In my shoes. No, that's not what people are realizing.
What are they realizing?
People are realizing that we need to protect Eddie Vedder at all costs.
Shut up. Not funny.
He's the Betty White of grunge. Eddie Vedder is now the Betty White of grunge. He's not only he's not the only grunge singer from the early 90s.
You know what's
left.
Interesting is we were seriously talking about this with Pastor Beenix yesterday.
Yeah.
Because Kurt Cobain, 27 years old, took his own life.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Staley, frontman of Alice in Chains,
yep.
Heroin overdose. Scott Weiland, Stone Temple Pilots, drug overdose.
Shannon Hoon from Blind Melon.
Which wasn't grunge. Blind Melon was not grunge. But I mean, because you got Bradley Noel Sublime, mm-hmm. you got all these other artists who could not overcome their addiction to
Andrew
heroin.
Wood of Mother Love Bone.
Yeah. Which is interesting because Andrew Wood is who inspired Chris Cornell to start Temple of the Dog in honor of Andrew Wood. That's why. He did this like super group basically.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was such a huge fan of Mother Love Bone when I was a kid.
I got to say this though, man, as we talk about this, you know, the fact that Eddie Vedder is kind of the last remaining
frontman of the more famous grunge bands. There was a really insensitive meme going around yesterday. Did you see it?
No.
It was Eddie Vedder, and it said, "I'm still alive," right?
Oh.
And it was like, come on, man.
I deleted somebody on my Facebook, because I did a Facebook post when I found out the news about Chris Cornell dying, and somebody made a terrible joke about him
hanging
himself.
Yeah, I don't get it, man.
I don't know how people think that's funny.
Right.
How is death, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's even a murderer. Somebody who's done something awful. Like, why? Yeah. I don't understand.
I don't either. Yeah, so there are a lot of those memes going around yesterday. I was just like, why do you have to do that?
But what is funny is that a lot of people are tweeting about this situation with Chris Cornell and Eddie Vedder, because a lot of people are saying they need bubble wrap Eddie Vedder immediately.
Right.
Eddie Vedder is now the only living original lead vocalist of mainstream hashtag grunge. Yeah, it's people are saying, geez, he's the last one.
And I made a comment yesterday because Beenix was the first one to say this to us, and I agree and disagree. And I realize it's not as grunge, but the Smashing Pumpkins are still to me in that genre, even though they didn't come from Seattle, they came from Chicago. Billy Corgan is still alive, So. I don't know.
Yeah, he's not the last. I don't know. I don't know if I'd put him in the grunge scene.
I get it that grunge like was this subculture in the Pacific Northwest, and that Seattle was really like the area. But I don't know. You wouldn't put Pumpkins?
I don't know.
Even just because they're from Chicago.
I definitely don't. I've never thought of them as a grunge type band ever. You know?
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, sure, they came out when the grunge scene was happening, but I don't know.
Okay. Is it because they didn't sing like
maybe? Is that I'm just trying to think. That wow, that's a vampire.
No, but that's later, man.
No. Still.
The sun with this me. No?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe you're right.
It's just that they came from Chicago, so.
Yeah.
And let's not forget that, of course, this was later, but original Foo Fighters were still very grunge oriented, you know, and, you know, original member of Nirvana. So you could argue that.
Yeah, you could.
Dave Grohl.
Anyways. Yeah, you could.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that's important to talk about, you know, like this Eddie Vedder. Come on, guys. We need to protect him. You see him anywhere, you need to just like make sure he's okay. Do whatever you can to help that guy. So sad.
Yeah.
So sad. And we found out this morning, Chris Cornell, he was on an anti-anxiety medicine.
Yep.
Well, Ativan?
Ativan.
Ativan.
Yep.
And that's apparently he doubled up. He took an extra one. Because he told his wife that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this drug, this medication, it can cause thoughts of suicide. That's one of the effects of taking this prescription medication. And so that's where they're thinking it's most likely what happened.
Yeah.
Because he was found dead in his hotel bathroom. Mm. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, so I opened up Facebook. And in the search for Facebook, I typed in Fisher, and it autofilled of dudes.
There you go. Yeah. There it is.
So it must be trending as a search.
Must be.
Oh, it is. There's about 5,000 friends on there
men,
now.
Yeah, all these Fisher of Men pages, but no Fisher of Dude pages.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's not a Fisher of Dudes?
Great t-shirt idea.
Oh, great. thank you.
It is a great.
We can all sell them here. Myself now, thank you.
Okay, there you go. Sweet.
We could sell them here at the bookstore. It'd be great. They would sell out, man. I could sell them in the back of my car. I could make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Really could. Crud, what was I going to talk about?
That's a good question, man.
Top 10 reasons we gain weight at our jobs.
Oh, great.
A lot of overweight people out there. Okay. We know this. Not everybody can be like me. And what? Why are you laughing at that?
I just read something funny on the internet.
Uh-huh.
Had nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Well, this survey found the top 10 reasons why your job makes you put on pounds. So this isn't really your fault. This is your job's fault that you're fat. Okay. That's according to the survey. 45% of people say they've gained weight at their current job, and 10% have gained more than 20 pounds. And here's the reasons why. What do you think?
I think about this all sitting at a desk job.
That was the number one.
Of course.
I think about this all the time whenever I walk into a business and there's people sitting at their desk, their job, all day long.
You're going to give people a complex.
That's one of the reasons why I never sit down anymore in the studio. I haven't since we started the show, because at the last show I did, I was always sitting.
It's the reason I only sit down.
I stand all the time now. If I don't know, I feel bad for people that sit at a desk all day. Is that what kind of life is that, man?
What
kind of life is that? You're sitting at a desk all day long.
I mean,
yeah, 51% said that that's what contributed to their weight gain. Another excuse, too tired from work to exercise. We've been there. Mm-hmm. Just too tired, man.
Yeah. Especially with the odd hours that we carry here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Another one, eating because of job stress. No time to exercise before or after work.
Okay.
Eating out all the time. So true. This is a big one. This is one that I have struggled with and still struggle with. Just not eating enough, so you skip meals.
Yep.
That is what's going to, your body's going to store all of the fat, because it's in this like, oh my gosh, I'm in starvation mode. I need to store it. And that's why we stay fat. Celebrations at work, the office candy jar, you know, when people bring in donuts every morning. Pressure to eat food your coworkers bring in, happy hours. So those are really the excuses. Those are the reasons that people have, and they blame it on their job. Except when I read all these, there's definitely ways. I mean, there's this thing called self-control that I'm starting to learn. And, you know, you are the one responsible for making the decision to grab the donut or go to the candy jar. You're the one who decides to hit fast food at lunchtime. You're the one that decides not to wake up early enough to go to the gym. Because on Facebook, I see it all the time. Our boy Joe Hawk does it every morning. He takes a little picture of his watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually around 4:30 a.m. Motivates people. That's not, you know. So here's the deal, my bro.
Yeah.
I'm starting to use that.
The HDB, yo.
They're all excuses. And they stink. You need to stop it right now. Iron sharpens iron, man. When you wake up in the morning, it's all about the struggle. We talked about this morning. It's all about the struggle.
Are you going to make me stand up now?
Have you ever sharpened a knife?
I mean, I made a knife out of a railroad spike with my boy Marshall.
It takes work, man. It takes work, man. You're just,
a lot of work.
You're just carving it, man. You're just
carving that knife.
You're just pressing down, man. You're just making it sharper. You know, and that's us. That's us. That's our body, man. Every day we wake up, it's a struggle to get up. It's a struggle to make the choice to go to the gym. It's a struggle to not eat fast food. So we have to change the mindset. We got to start exercising. We have to start standing up at work. If you're at your cubicle right now, I want you to stand up right now.
Okay. No, that you don't have to. Somebody chimed in and said, I like being at my desk so I can listen to you guys. I go work out on my lunch hour and also do squats or some sort of exercise in my office throughout the day.
There you go.
Boom. Somebody else chimed in and said, I put on 20 pounds on my last job. When I started this new job I've been on, I lost 10 pounds in 30 days.
See, man.
I drive hours to work, then I sit all day, then I drive hours home.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's the worst. You got to find ways that you can get up and move around at your job. Or you got to figure it out. You got to wake up earlier, or just you have to go to the gym. Go for a run. Go for a walk afterwards. You know? Mm-hmm. You got to do it, man. Ugh. I'm struggling right now. This week has been tough. I've only been once this week, and I can feel it. My body is in this like hibernation mode, and I just want to shut down. But guess what? Today's the day. I'm going for it, man. I'm working out. I'm going to do it. I hope. At least that's how I feel right now.
Shout out to my boy Marshall, who's listening.
What up, Marshall?
When are you going to make something?
Of my life? What do you mean?
No. Marshall, he knows stuff.
He does.
I made a blade out of a railroad spike.
You want me to make a blade, man?
I mean, something.
Yeah. He knows what it's like. He knows what the struggle's like. He knows how much work it takes to forge a blade. That's a struggle, man.
Oh, somebody said, he's monologuing again without bad music.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I just got to go off sometimes. 585-LIVE, you want to text into the show. All right, Sam Swan will be joining us when we come back. What else we got? Oh, fidget rollers. We know all about the fidget spinners, but did you know that there's a fidget roller? This could be the hot new trend. We'll talk about it next. Capital Kings Believer. It's Star 88. Good morning. Good morning.
Fine, I'll stand. Good morning.
Stand, guys. Get up. Get up, Sam.
I'm up. I just don't have my headphones on because they're all twisted.
Get it on, Sam.
Who was at this station?
Who was at that station last?
Guys, we have new technology.
We do?
Yeah. I'm going live on Facebook.
Yeah, instead of going to Star88.fm and streaming us in the studio, yeah. If you're on Facebook right now, we got it set up to where it when we'd go on Facebook Live, you would just hear in the studio, but now we've connected it to the station and you can hear us on the air.
You can hear the board, you hear the music, and you can see us doing
check one, check two, can you hear me? Check.
Hey, that's me. I can see myself.
There it is.
Here, let me move my
check two.
Hi everybody.
Now I can't talk.
This is what I look like for those of you that have never seen me before.
I remember the first time I saw you, Sam.
You're surprised, aren't you?
I was like, man, that is one good-looking man right there.
Thank you. Stop it. Stop it. You're making me blush.
Stop that in 5 minutes.
You're making
minutes.
Me blush, but say it again because I didn't quite hear you.
Man, I said to myself, that man right there, is what? He must be like, what, 32? 32 years old?
Thank you, Dex. You just became my second
great set
favorite
of hair.
Radio guy.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Second?
Well, I'm the first.
Oh, wait, okay. What?
Oh, wait, Steve-O. It's a tie. Me and Steve-O, only because I've known Steve-O longer. That's all.
Okay.
You're climbing up there, Dex.
You sound like my mom, man. That's what she always says when I'm like, I'm obviously your favorite child, right? She's like, well, I've loved you the longest, so it's different.
Yeah, I guess it's better than saying I've had to put up with you the longest.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, go to our Facebook page, Star88FM. Go like us and watch us on Facebook Live right now.
Right. Except I'm going to end it soon because I don't understand. What's the purpose?
What do you mean, what's the purpose?
Because there's people sitting at their desk
but
at
we're
work
not even, like,
instead of exercising that are watching.
It doesn't matter. They get to watch us in the studio.
It's sort of like a different version of the webcam.
Yeah.
Right? Because people, you know, when I'm
it really is.
When I watch, when I watch you guys, when I'm at work and I pull it up, if I'm not studying or something, I'll pull up and I'll watch, I'll have the webcam on rather than just listening. I watch too because sometimes the off-air stuff is, I try to guess what you're doing.
Right.
Okay.
Since I've been here before.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. Steve-O just got a text. I see that he's answering. Oh, no. He's playing that Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Temple Run or whatever it is.
Yesterday, you should have been here because he was so unfocused. And you know why?
Why?
A stinking fidget spinner.
That's true.
A stinking sagebrusher brought one in.
Did he really?
I'm so mad at those two sagebrushers.
Well, where is it?
Well, he left it in the car. Thank goodness.
Okay.
Mine's in my bag in my office. But that thing, I was just thinking, and I was excited to get a fidget spinner because my son loves
it. Can I show Facebook Live them my fidget spinner, Dad?
No.
Where is it?
No.
It's in your bag? I'll be right back.
Okay.
I want to see it.
It's in the bag, but in the zipper part. In the bag. He's never going to find it.
He's never going to find it.
That's
okay. He'll find your wallet.
Yeah.
Make some credit card charges.
Yeah. And the other thing about Facebook Live is, people, they live their lives on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
It's like another world that we all live in now.
Yeah.
And it's funny because whenever you will post like a link to a story or something, it's funny how some people don't want to waste their time. Here he goes. He's going to be just trying to do tricks and not focusing on the show. It's so crazy. Thing is supposed to make you focused, and it does the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Look at how focused I am on this
thing.
It's really cool. Have you ever used one?
It's very hypnotic. Yeah, Riley, Riley has a couple.
Okay.
Guys, I saw some on MLB.com that you can buy them with your team logo in the middle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Kind of like my skills.
But back to what I was saying, it's like people won't waste their time clicking the link because they don't want to go away from Facebook.
Right.
So that's why Facebook Live is great, is because they're already on there.
Yeah.
It's like the world we live in.
Right.
And they can listen to the show right there on Facebook.
Yeah. It's a crazy. That's one of the reasons I stay away from Facebook, because I'm already distracted by so many things anyway.
Yeah.
And I've said this before, but I'll jump on there. I'm just going to jump on there for a minute. I'm going to look to see whose birthday it is or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, I haven't seen. I click on a picture of somebody that I know from my past, and I go, oh, I haven't seen anything from them in a while. And then pretty soon, I'm like 12 pages into their pictures.
Yeah.
And then two and a half hours later, I look up and go, oh, man, it's time to go to Instagram. I've wasted way too much time on Facebook.
And in Facebook, too, it's so much more fun when you're not on your phone and you're on your desktop computer. There's so many other options.
I rarely look at it on – if I'm going to look at Facebook, I rarely look on my phone just because it's so
–
I just don't like – the screen's so small. You know? Plus the flip phone, it's just hard to hold it in your hand.
It's true. It's long. Hard. I know. What are you talking about?
I don't I just want people to, you know, laugh at the fact
that I
have old technology. But yeah. I still have my iPhone 4. I'm good, bro.
One of my favorite features on Facebook is the On This Day.
Oh, yeah.
I think that is such a brilliant thing because I'll never leave Facebook, because now that I've been on there for years and I have all of these what I did on this day back in history, I look forward to that to see what I did 2 years ago or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's with my kids or with the show. It's like, oh, my gosh, that was the day we did this. I think that's such an incredible feature.
Yeah. Your history is online.
Yeah.
Your personal history.
The topic is, what's your favorite feature on Facebook? 585 Live. It's a great topic. See, he's not even focused on the show.
What are you talking about right now? I was learning about
he hasn't even chimed in.
I was learning about how grunge killed the guitar solo, man.
See, this is what he does. Oh. He comes up with excuses. He is addict when it comes to a fidget spinner.
No, man. I was reading about how Kim Thayil of Soundgarden feels partially responsible for the death of the guitar solo.
You mean like from the 70s type guitar solos?
Yeah, because heavy metal songs, like guitar solos, became the centerpiece of that. And then if you take a look at the grunge era, I've never thought about this. They opted for more like melodic blues-inspired solos instead of focusing on the guitarist's technical skills. Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains said once that solos should be to serve the song rather than to show off a guitarist's skills.
Oh
man, this is why grunge is my favorite. I'm not super... Yeah.
Yeah.
Guitar solos are cool and all, but whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But and there's some that you're like, okay, that was good. But then there's others that are like,
and they're like, oh, here comes the third beginning guitar solo, Unforgiven Metallica.
But then there's some classic ones that you hear the beginning of it and you're like, that's one of the greatest guitar solos ever. Solos ever. And then the riff, you know, the repeating riff, that kind of doesn't grunge kind of have some of that stuff too, where that riff kind of comes. Stays prominent.
It does stay prominent, but they were Kim Thayil of Soundgarden was saying that they didn't want to do solos. They preferred to make noise and feedback during what should have been like the quote solo time. So there's actually a book about this talking about how basically Kurt Cobain killed the idea of having to be a virtuoso of your like instrument because he wasn't the best guitar player.
Yeah.
They would make noise and it was raw and it was sloppy and it was basic. Maybe that's why I like grunge, because I can play these songs.
Yeah, that's why I like country, because all I can do is play rhythm. So
boom,
I can't play any leads.
But then you look at Pearl Jam; they have some great examples of guitar solos. Just saying, Jerry Cantrell, man.
Jerry Cantrell,
he's amazing.
So amazing.
Well, that was Alice in Chains, not
totally.
Mike McCready is Pearl Jam.
I see your hypnotic fantasy. Sam
Swan's got
this.
The fidget spinner.
See? Told you, man. Sam Swan got the fidget spinner.
It's spinning so fast, it looks like it's going backwards.
Well, here's the deal, dude. The Pope used this recently to showcase the Holy Trinity, in that there are three arms, right? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. But when you spin it fast enough, it looks like one piece, but it's really three in one.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Yeah, the Pope didn't do that. But there was a really funny satirical article that pretended like the Pope did.
Wow. Was it Babylon Bee?
It was one of those.
Dude,
yeah.
Babylon Bee kills me.
Yep.
If you follow me on Twitter, you see that I retweet a lot of their stuff.
Also, I'd like to shout out to the thieves who broke into Western Heights Christian School for the second time in as many weeks, stealing more stuff from children.
Oh.
You jerks.
No way.
Yeah. That just stinks. Got that.
So sorry about that.
That's my son's school. That's where my wife, yeah.
Your wife is the...
It's down in the South Valley. Surprise!
She's the principal,
wow,
right?
Man.
She
what is. Do you have? Yeah. South Valley is a beautiful, beautiful.
My wife grew up in the South Valley, and that's where my kids go to school, and that's where we went to church for years, yeah. And it's on Coors and Sage, and that's why it's there, because there's a great need. And unfortunately, for the second time in 2 weeks,
that's too bad.
They totally, like, ripped the place off.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Well, back to fidget spinners.
Okay.
Let me just play this ad here. Forget fidget spinners. How about mini rollers? The fidget roller. No?
Okay. You can feel the gyro type action when you move it.
I know,
like
you
this.
Can. It's nice. Yeah.
Get
yeah,
that away from
there's
me.
There's a new trendy thing that they're saying it's going to be the new craze to help relieve stress, and it's called the fidget roller. And I almost have to play the video for you so you can kind of see.
No,
it.
Okay. Dude, don't do explain. It. It's just a piece of wood.
It's a piece of wood.
While he's gonna play this YouTube video, I'd like to update the fact that I meant fourth time in as many weeks, not Whoa. Second time. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Step one.
So it's a piece of wood.
Can
and
they see that on the? No.
I'm Facebook trying to explain.
They can kind of see it. Can you see Dex's
here?
Go. I'll get out of the way,
there
guys.
Go.
I'll get it.
People on Facebook can see this. You see
yeah,
that?
You can.
Yeah, so it's you take one finger and you just push this little block or like a little cylinder of
it looks
wood.
Like a Jenga piece.
It does. And
except it's rounded.
It's rounded and then it's got
it
like rubber ends
and
so that it can stop.
You know what this looks like to me? This is bottle flipping and fidget spinners
yes. Yeah.
combined
yes.
together.
That's
it
what
is.
It is.
Yeah.
That's yep. why I think this is going to be huge.
I hope it doesn't make it to my house because the bottle flipping thing is
yeah,
obnoxious.
Not,
we do not
yeah.
have any plastic bottles in our house anymore.
Yep, I know.
Put it all in metal containers, super heavy so my son can't flip them. They're oh man.
Yeah. Yeah, so these are popping up all over Amazon and eBay. It's an oblong device and it has round edges that allow users to do various tricks.
I'm getting one.
The only problem is that
get two, Steve. I'll
it's
yeah,
it's
right
different
here.
From the boom, fidget boom, boom. Spinner because it makes noise. People complain about the noise, and the fidget spinner doesn't make
no, it's
noise.
It's quiet.
Yeah, it's real quiet.
Oh, mini rollers make noise.
Well, when you push it over, you can hear it go.
Oh well, yeah, it's wood.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, technically, you can hear the fidget spinner go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Especially if you hold it up to your
because that was one thing Landon was scared of when he got his fidget spinner was, I don't know if the teacher's going to allow this because I can
wow.
hear it.
Yeah.
You know,
for some people, the fidget spinner, that was it truly is a good idea.
Yeah.
Because if they can, because I know some people who have to do stuff with their hands, they can still engage
yeah.
in what's going on. I know one of our volunteer youth guys that I know in our state, he ties knots. He's got a little piece of string. He ties knots and unties knots while he's even having a discussion.
Why
like
doesn't
in a
he
small
just crochet? You know,
I'll ask him that.
He should
I'll
just
totally
start crocheting.
Ask him that. I'll see him in a couple of weeks. He's
he
coming to camp.
He could be knitting
so
some amazing pieces of
wow.
clothing.
Dude, make me a sweater.
Yeah,
wow.
He's wasting his time doing knots.
And
like
he's an
crochet.
Engineer, so I'm sure it would be pretty tight and
yeah.
pretty clean. And yeah.
It's amazing to watch some of those ladies yeah. out there, the yeah. crocheting, man. They're just... They can whip up a shirt in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. These fidget rollers and the fidget spinners, aren't those one of the things where you look at them and you go, dang, I wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah.
Because I could have had lots of money. Except didn't the fidget spinner yeah. inventor lose the...
Yeah, the creator. She didn't.
The creator.
She decided because after about 10 years after she created it, nobody wanted it. All the big companies out there just laughed at her. And so she didn't renew her patent. She didn't pay the fee. And so she let it go and then it took off and everybody started capitalizing.
Yeah.
Now they're saying it could hit a billion dollar industry this year.
But don't you think some of those corporations did that on purpose? In a back room somewhere, they said, just wait her out.
See, I don't think
she
so.
Will
no,
not
no.
renew. Just wait her out and we're going to make billions
no,
of dollars.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Yeah, I think it is. I think corporate America is corrupt. That's I'm just
well,
saying.
Well, I agree with that. I don't
except for the coffee shop. I almost said it. I don't want to give an advertisement to.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah,
I don't want to lose my stars. They know who I am.
Yeah. All right, 585 live if you want to text into the show. So, Sam Swan, what have you been up to? What is going on with your life? Anything you want to talk about?
Oh,
anything in your life?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm gearing up for 3 weeks of youth camp.
You were stressed last week. I know.
I was. Yeah. I'm a little less stressed. I'm still kind of in that mode of getting final things. Like last night, I feel less stressed this morning because I finished writing what I need to write that goes in the leader's book and in the student book. So I finished my part that we write our own Bible studies and stuff. Yeah. And so now that we can put the booklets together and get those printed and run off and ready for camp and everything. Mm. So the first 2 weeks I'll be down in the southern part of the state. We have a camp called Civils Baptist Camp.
Nice.
And so we'll have 2 weeks of youth camp there. I basically just move in. I go down the Friday before the first camp on Monday, and I live there for 2 weeks. And we have two different weeks of camp, and some of the folks come and help me get stuff, name tags and lanyards and wristbands and all the – break the kids up into small groups. And we try to have all that done before they get there, and so it's smoother. And then we can just jump right into the camping program.
That's cool.
The ministry part of it. And then I'll have a week where there is no camp, and I'll be back in Albuquerque sort of working. I'll be in the office, but I'll be mostly recovering and gearing up for the third week of camp, which is southeast of Albuquerque, a place called Inlow Baptist Camp. We have two facilities that we own, and so we host our camps there.
What are the ages for?
Middle school, high school. Yeah.
Yeah.
They 7th through 12th grade. If they've just graduated, if they graduated classes 2017, then they can still come to camp one more year as a camper.
Nice.
And so it's really cool. It's one of the big things that I do, of course, as the youth guy is the camps. And I got a great team, planning team, guys around the state that helped me put it together. And
are you guys going to have fidget spinners for the kids?
I'm considering it because this is
you're not going to have them?
No.
We're
on a Baptist budget. We can't afford these. Yeah.
Yeah, they are a little pricey. They're like $5.
Yeah.
Which is funny because Sagebrush was the ones that gave us those.
Well, Sagebrush is a very large Baptist gathering.
Yeah, they are.
And they do participate with us, and because that's how the Baptists do stuff is we have a thing called the cooperative program where the Baptist churches voluntarily, cooperatively give money to help us do ministry around the state.
Like socialism.
No, not quite.
Okay.
Man, you just totally tripped me up. I don't even know what to say. That was perfect, Dex. Thanks.
Dude.
If you ever want to see Sam Swan speechless, just say socialism middle of the ministry thing.
No, you're talking to Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders, part of that?
Did he come up with that idea?
Oh, my gosh. No. We've been doing it long before Bernie. Well, I don't know. Bernie's kind of old. He could have been around at the beginning. But anyway, so. And I suppose if I went, I know a guy on staff at Sagebrush. If I asked him, maybe he could donate some, but I don't, we don't. We don't want to do that because then I want the students to pay attention. I don't want them to be sitting.
See, that's the thing, man. I think they might be good for that kid who might have the anxiety at school.
Give me a good idea, though. I might not be able to do it this year, but I may buy some of these and talk to the youth pastors when they come in. Hey, do you have a kid that has a problem with fidgeting?
Yeah.
And then we can give it as a gift.
Right.
Although that would have been a great idea because this is the 10th anniversary of this. We call our camp Lives Ablaze Camp.
Mm.
And this is the 10th anniversary of our camp. So what are you laughing at?
That's cool.
Just so many people chiming in on the fidget spinners. And of course, now that we're on Facebook Live, people chiming in on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I got some good fidget ideas for teenagers. How about this one? Fidget shovel.
Oh, there you go.
Fidget rake.
Oh, I love it.
That's fidget good. Job.
Yes. Okay. Fidget wheelbarrow.
Those are good.
I can see that one, yeah.
This is good stuff, man.
Yeah. Fidget service project.
Oh, that's good. Somebody wanted to give you a shout out from Las Cruces just because... Civils camp was epic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. I hope you're coming back. Yeah.
Sweet. Somebody else ties knots, by the way, out of nervous. I always do this. I wrap my.
I've never noticed.
Oh, you've never noticed that?
What?
I do this all the time.
Really?
And then I'll undo it, and then I'll figure eight it or whatever you want to do. Like I'm constantly playing with this.
I just when I need to fidget, I just go out and smoke behind the bed. That's a joke. It's a joke, folks.
Oh, man.
Please don't send any letters to me or emails or anything. Oh, I wanted to say one other thing, too. Alexa, set a reminder for Sam's birthday on Sunday, May 21st.
Ooh.
So that way everybody who has their Alexa.
I added Sam's birthday on Sunday to your to-do list.
Thank you.
That's
thank
cool.
you. I didn't even realize we could do that. You just did something that we've never done.
Steve-O is mean.
Okay, shut up, Alexa.
Yeah, she.
I didn't even know we had a calendar.
I told her that she's not allowed to respond to these Steve-O requests anymore.
Okay. Oh, man, Facebook is breaking up.
I know, I'm on it right now, and it's all frozen. Oh.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it everybody is. Yeah.
Maybe it's just because it's so...
There's so many. It's trending right now, so there's so many people.
Yeah. Somebody said it's not working.
Maybe go out and go back in or something.
I'll try it. Sorry, friends.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
It's a new thing.
Yeah.
New things, you have to have glitches.
Somebody said they play with their wedding ring.
That's a good idea.
When they're nervous.
Oh, dude, you just went portrait.
Oh, whoops.
Instead of landscape.
Okay, I'll figure it out.
Steve, how did you get on the wall like that?
I mean, dude, it's like a Spider-Man thing. Oh, wait, that's the... Okay.
That's strange.
Well, I'm glad. Camp seems like it's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be awesome, man. It's going to be really, really good. I'm excited.
Good.
I'm excited. We've been praying about it. Our theme this year is whatever, and it's not the whatever, like, whatever, dude. It's like whatever. Whatever God calls us to do, whatever he leads us to do, we're going to do wholeheartedly.
Yeah. I remember going to camp when I was a kid, and I had so much fun.
Yeah.
And they don't even do nearly the things, you know, that they did back in the day. I mean, now it's a different level of camp at some of these places.
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, especially if they've got a lot of budget money and stuff. And I feel like our programming is really, really good.
Yeah.
I got great guys. We try to be sensitive to what the Lord is leading us to do for the Bible study. Everything is all kind of points to that theme for the particular year. And I still think that youth camp is a wonderful ministry for you to bring kids to.
Yeah.
No matter whether you take them to a place that's got all kinds of stuff that you can, other activities besides the Bible study, or whether you go to a camp facility that doesn't have quite as much as some of those other big ones. It's the programming that's important, and the guy who's preaching, and the guys who are leading the large group Bible study, and the small group leaders. That's huge.
Yeah.
And I've just seen God do. You know, I've been going to youth camps since I was 12 years old.
Wow.
As a kid, and then now in youth ministry all these years.
Yeah.
So it's a very still a very viable way to do discipleship ministry and evangelism. And
the experience that I had when I was a kid, when I was, I think, 12, 13, 14 years old, going to camp, and I mainly was going to camp because there was girls there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it was you want to hang out with your friends, and you really don't think about the spiritual aspect of it. You just want to go hang out and have a good time.
Right.
Every time I went to camp, I was blown away on the impact that it had on me when a speaker would get up and talk.
Right.
I would find myself crying at times because it was just, the message was so powerful and I could feel the presence of God there, you know? And that was a camp when I was a kid, you know? It's just, it can be so powerful, you know? Yeah. I love it. You got to get your kids involved in camp.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It really is. It's a way for us to kind of come alongside the churches and aid them, especially if it's a small church that has like a part-time or a volunteer youth worker who really teaches Sunday school and is able to take a week off from work and bring the students to camp. And so it's a way to kind of help partner with them on giving them something that they can use to enhance what they're already trying to do in their local church.
So, I remember being 7 years old, and there was a camp counselor named Joy. And I was in love with Joy.
Oh, yeah.
I was 6 years old, and Joy was my future wife. But she was like 18 or 19, you know?
Yeah.
And she was so sweet. And she like became my pen pal for probably about a year after camp was over.
Oh, cool.
She would always write to me and talk about her adventures. Man, I think about her often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other things I like about since we do our camps in New Mexico with mostly New Mexico churches, we have a couple of churches that come from Texas to join us for our camp.
Yeah.
Because it's closer for them to come to our camp than it is for them to go somewhere, you know, in deep Texas, one of their camps. But anyway, is the opportunity that our kids have to meet one another. And then when they meet each other on the basketball court or on the football field or at the choir competition, the show choir competition or whatever, they go, "Hey, I remember you from camp."
Yeah.
Or they were in their same small group. And because of Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat and all that stuff, they can stay in contact, and they can even say, hey, my team is coming to play your team. I hope we get to hang out for a little bit we get there.
Yeah.
And so it's just it builds this kind of statewide camaraderie among the students. And that's one of my favorite things about the camp is that there's that strength in numbers thing.
Yeah. All right, 585 Live. If you want to text in, you can also call us at 338-3700. We have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Today. Fox News is reporting that its founder, Roger Ailes, has died.
President Trump believes he's being treated unfairly after the appointment of former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel in the Russia investigation.
The Federal Communications Commission's taking the initial steps to undo net neutrality rules.
Applications for jobless benefits fell last week, and the number of Americans on unemployment rolls hit a 28-and-a-half-year low.
United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley will depart for a trip to Jordan and Turkey.
A car hit pedestrians in Times Square.
About one in six newlyweds has a spouse of a different race.
A capsule containing a balloon swallowed by obese patients then filled with water results in an average weight loss of 33 pounds after just 4 months. It then passes out of the body naturally.
The American Cancer Society says more people are getting cancer screenings and fewer people are smoking.
Brazil's president, Michel Temer, is denying a published report accusing him of corruption.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. 833. Going Facebook Live now.
We're going to try it again, man. Welcome to the show, Facebook.
Yeah, it was stalling out earlier.
Yeah, it was. High today of 64 degrees. It's actually going down. Sprinkling outside as well, which means, of course, sadly, that's already an accident I have to report. I-40 East at the river. It's off to the right. The shoulder is still blocked. And that is causing some slowdown if you're traveling I-40 eastbound. Again, an accident right there at the river if you're traveling I-40 east. It's off to the shoulder, but again, still making everybody slow down so they can see what's the haps. Other than that, no other accidents to report at this time. Let you look at traffic.
Traffic! What's the haps, man? What's the haps?
What's the haps? You know, you guys have been having your conversations over here. I probably couldn't even tell you what you guys talked about the last 20 minutes. I've been having some really good conversations about the latest episode of The Flash and Fidget Spinners.
Oh, don't talk about Flash, because I've only seen through episode...
I fell asleep.
I haven't started season three.
Season two? Dude!
What are they on?
Four?
Because I've watched it on Netflix.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm behind. I haven't watched it. I don't watch it on the network.
Man.
Dude, season two was great.
I won't say anything. This season has really bothered me.
Oh, really?
And see, it hasn't bothered me.
Oh, it's bothered me. I'm going back and forth.
Now that makes me curious.
Right now.
Is there a way to get pirated copies of that?
Sure, man. Out of the back of my car right after the show. Just kidding.
That along with, what are you going to sell?
Fidget spinners. Oh, wait. No.
What were you talking about earlier?
Oh, Fisher of Dudes t-shirts.
That's right. Fisher of Dudes t-shirts.
FYI, we just got an update from Santa Fe chiming in. Shout out to the Starmie in Santa Fe. Guys, no joke, in Santa Fe, it is snowing.
Oh!
Oh, man.
It's May 19th.
My daughter Emily is in the Pecos Wilderness doing what they call the Wilderness Challenge in prep for her trip overseas to East Asia.
Wow.
And
is it
she's in the Pecos Wilderness. She's getting snowed on right now, I'm sure.
So they're doing this in preparation for what they're going to do. How many ninjas did they employ?
Oh, it only takes three. Because these are super ninjas.
Oh.
Steve, you almost couldn't have a straight face. That was good.
Oh man, thank you. Thank you. I mean, when prepping for, you know, crazy wilderness trips in Asia, you always have to think of everything.
They're not going to be in the wilderness in Asia. They use the wilderness trip here to get them ready for anything that could happen when you travel overseas.
Thus employing ninjas.
Yes.
You never know.
Well, I say there's three. They've only spotted three, so there may be more because those aren't real ninjas. Those aren't real ninjas.
They obviously hired from the wrong place.
Those were the faux ninja.
Yeah.
Faux ninja.
Faux ninja. What faux ninja?
By the way, our girl Claire just chimed in from Brooklyn and said we need to actually make Joe and Jeter shirts, not Fisher Dude shirts.
Joe and Jeter.
Way better seller.
Am I right?
Am I right?
Joe, am I right?
Am I right? Hey, everybody, welcome to the Joe and Jeter Show. Okay.
I
thought you were going to pass.
I kind of kept going, too.
Your face is turning blue.
tell you what, I'm going to keep going. I'll tell you what.
Go for another octave.
I swear about it, man.
Oh man. He done held his breath so long. He done blowed up right here in the studio. There are pieces of him all over.
Right about now.
FedEx dude gave a shout out earlier, and he just chimed in to let us know it is not snowing in Santa Fe.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, it depends on where. It's probably, you know.
One dude in Santa Fe said it is.
Yeah.
It is the city difference. So apparently it's the city difference because they're having a difference of opinion.
This could be a grudge match.
Am I right? I'm all right, Joe. Not me. When you're thinking about it, WWJJD.
Joe and Jeter. What would Joe and Jeter do? That's what we need. We need to make a t-shirt that says WWJJD.
WWJJD.
What would Joe and Jeter do? Am I right?
Am I right?
Am I right?
And you could combine. It'd be the best of both worlds. The what would they do? And then on the back, put, they are fishers of dudes.
That's funny!
Man, I just blew out the microphone.
Yes, you did.
Wow.
You really did.
I think my ears are bleeding.
Yeah. I spit everywhere.
That's right. Did somebody say, what's the haps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right about me.
It was Joe.
Joe and Jeter?
Well, I don't know if Jeter said it.
You can't say what's the haps. So apparently an XM personality actually says what's the haps.
Oh, so that's copyrighted.
Oh, that's like
you can't take it. It's like their tag. Whatever, bro. We don't steal anything. Seacrest out.
I do have a question. Huh? What actually is the haps? Is that legal? Can you do it that way?
What's
no, I know what it is.
What is it? I was like, oh, it means what is happening. Sorry, no. Sam. He's Baptist. No, he's Baptist.
I got that. Oh, man. I was being funny.
Okay.
Apparently not. Funny, guys. Apparently I was not being funny.
Our favorite trucker chiming in, saying that it is snowing off and on here in Farmington. So
well, that's not Santa Fe.
Man.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, it's supposed to be dropping rain and snow all up in the north.
Hey, man, enjoy it while it lasts, because summer is right there, guys. Yeah. And it's
sure
going to be so hot.
That's what they say.
It's going to be so hot.
Sorry, I'm just chiming in on a response to the latest episode of The Flash on our live line, 585-LIVE, if you'd like to chime in. And a reminder, we're on Facebook Live now, and people are chiming in there. See, I've already got 7 different places I got to look. I got the live line, I got Facebook. Now I got Facebook Live over here.
Talk they were Ninja about Turtles. Your multitasking.
Jordan said they'd buy both shirts, Joe and Jeter, as well as... Okay.
Oh, there you go.
I mean...
Well, you might as well expand your enterprise.
Yeah. Commenters on Facebook Live, man. Hi, Chris. Okay, I gotta focus. Yeah, I can't look at you.
I still think the feed is freezing because I'm on there now and it's frozen.
Well, maybe it's you. Maybe you should just get off because you're the problem, obviously.
Okay, fine. I'll get off. It's fine.
Hey.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm glad that we can argue and you can just finally recognize that I am correct so you stop doing stupid things. It doesn't always happen like this in all workplaces.
Okay.
Am I right? It's nice to think that there are, you know, workers that really care about the quality of their work, you know, and take their job seriously. But sometimes it can be too serious. A dude named Anderson Lewis works at a Pizza Hut in Sandy Springs, Georgia, and that's some serious business. We talked earlier about potential governor runner guy, Congressman Steve Pierce, about the seriousness of being a governor and throwing pizza parties. Well, Tuesday night, Anderson Lewis, who takes Pizza Hut very seriously, got into an argument with one of his coworkers about the sloppy way she was putting the cheese and the pepperoni on the pizzas. There's a system, man, and you sprinkle it counterclockwise. They ended up getting into an argument and eventually it escalated to the point where he pepper sprayed her.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm serious. Do you not hear the Whiskey Tango music in the background? This is serious news, man.
Sorry.
He then wrote his address on a napkin, told her to head there if she wanted to fight, and stormed out.
What a horrible person.
The cops have put out a warrant for his arrest for disorderly conduct, and that's not something that we need.
What if every time somebody made you mad, you just pulled out your little bottle of pepper spray and just sprayed it in their face?
You don't do that?
Oh, well, no.
Oh,
man. I see the holster of pepper spray that you are wearing on your belt.
Hope I never make you mad.
No, you don't want to make me mad.
Wait, do you really have many pepper spray?
I do not.
Okay, I was like, whoa,
I got chapstick.
Whoa.
I got chapstick.
Man.
Yeah.
If you make me too irritated, I will lip balm you to death.
Okay.
Have you ever taken pepper spray and sprayed it at all?
No.
My dad, he has some because he's one of those weird, he's one of those end of days prepper people.
Oh, yeah.
And so he pulled out his pepper spray just to show
actually,
me.
Actually, if he's an end of days prepper, wouldn't it be prepper spray? Am I right?
That's funny. I blew my mic out. I can't even do it anymore. If I even try to yell, my mic blows out.
Your line is...
That's funny.
You're so funny.
Jader, that's hilarious.
Oh, man.
So funny. Hilarious.
But my dad, he was trying to show me how it works, and a gust of wind came up and blew it back into our faces. Oh, and we were like, it was amazing.
I've heard that it's horrible.
Oh, it's
man.
So bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been tased before, and people say that they would rather be tased
than pepper sprayed
because... When you get tased, it's over in like a few seconds. You get pepper sprayed, you just drown because you can't breathe. You're trying to catch your breath, and you can't get it out of your eyes.
Yeah.
And,
my uncle is a retired Arizona highway patrolman, and he was chasing this guy. And he went between like a cinder block wall and like a concrete building. It was just wide enough for the guy to kind of squeeze in there. And he got in there deep enough just past my uncle's reach so he couldn't grab him and jerk him out of there.
Yeah.
So my uncle's like, well, what am I going to do? So he pulls out his pepper spray. Yeah. And, you know, the guy had a tank top on, so he had rubbed his shoulders real raw by the concrete. And he just sprayed pepper spray in there like crazy. And that, so the guy came out.
Oh.
And the wind was blowing. He got some on him. So my uncle was furious with this guy already. And so he took him back to the car and was rinsing him off with some water. It was just funny because not only did it burn his face, but those cuts, those open scrapes on his shoulders were,
That would have been awful.
The guy was like, I'm sorry. I should have never run from you.
Yeah.
My uncle's like, you're
right.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. Lucky he didn't get shot.
Well,
you know,
speaking of,
tragedy
struck Times Square yesterday. Did you guys see
this? Oh, I saw that.
Man,
yeah,
an 18-year-old woman was killed, at least 22 people injured Thursday when a speeding car plowed into pedestrians in Manhattan's bustling Times Square. The driver of the 2009 Honda Accord, Richard Rojas, he's 26 of the Bronx, tested positive for PCP and told police that God made him do it. He suffered from psychological issues. He told the police that he expected officers to shoot him, actually, because of the incident. He's been arrested twice in New York in 2015 and 2008 for drunken driving. There's zero indication that the incident, which unfolded just before noon, was an act of terrorism. That's what people immediately were going towards. It is being investigated as an accident. Charges against the driver are pending. So, man, unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Obviously, what are you doing? You watching me on Facebook Live, you weirdo?
Checking my phone to see if it actually works.
Okay, well, it's definitely working. I'm not sure if this is going to work or not, though, but Starbucks is testing Ice Cube made out of coffee. Can you play some Ice Cube for me?
Oh,
maybe today was a good day?
I wish I had some.
Ice Cube. Today was a good day?
Okay.
Anyone? Alexa!
I can't play
Ice Cube. Today was a good day.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that?
No.
Does she not have... No?
No, but everybody else at their house is hearing us.
That's true.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
Why do you think I told Alexa to give everybody a reminder for my birthday? I wanted all the listeners on Sunday to think of me.
That is hilarious.
There you go.
It's happening, dog. Starbucks figured out a way to bring in a member of NWA... to their establishment. I'm reading this wrong.
Right when the story goes south, Steve-O hits out with his pepper spray in his mouth. It was today. I can't rap, so Sam's gonna go. Here we go.
Yeah, boy.
Wow. That's all you have. That's all you have?
Just listen to a story about a man named Jed.
No,
a poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
Yes.
And then one day he was shooting at some food.
Yes.
Up come the ground, come bubbling, bubbling, crude. Oil,
this is terrible. This is
black gold.
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
Texas
man.
Texas tea.
The first line of this song is biblical.
Iced tea.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I mean, come on. Ice Cube, clearly a
Christian.
It's
a Christian song.
It is a Christian song. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. Anybody? No barking from the dog, no smog.
Oh, man.
Mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. Sam, you know this song. Ice Cube?
I did know it, yes. It melted. I can't.
Oh, my gosh!
It melted in my brain.
Oh, gosh. Starbucks just started testing ice cubes made out of coffee.
I thought Ice Cube was an actor.
Okay. 100 of their stores in St. Louis and Baltimore. Did I mention they have 100 stores in two cities? That's crazy.
Just when I woke up in the morning.
No. Okay. This is terrible. You guys are ruining a classic. Gosh.
We make it better.
I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got it. Never mind. If you want Ice Cube in your Starbucks, it's 80 cents extra.
Oh, what?
It would have been hilarious if it was 50 cents. Am I right? Okay, am I right?
Yeah.
There's no guarantee it's going nationwide, but they seem like free money for Starbucks. So seriously, why wouldn't they just decide to do coffee ice cubes? Only if they were like rocking some Ice Cube in the background, because they do play good music in Starbucks.
Yeah, they do. They do.
It's
and
rare.
They play a great variety, too.
They do. I haven't heard a whole lot of hip-hop in Starbucks.
Not too much, but the...
You get some reggae influence in there.
Yeah.
You get some, you know...
And then they play, like, some totally old school, like Sinatra and all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love it.
No.
I used to work there, so...
I remember
I did not mind. I did not mind.
While the music was playing.
Are we answering this phone call randomly?
Oh, thank you for holding. Good morning. Welcome. Are you there?
Hello?
Welcome
you
to the
waited
show.
All this time?
Hello?
No, no.
What? Hey, it's Christian Wiley.
Hey, Christian!
What are you doing?
Trying to reach out for you. It's rude.
What's that?
What?
You play Pacific Gold on Set Free. You haven't played that this time.
You have played... Well, okay. All right.
We don't... Christian, what's the rule with... No. What's the rule with requesting songs?
You tell me.
You know the rule. We've told you the rule.
Tell you every time, buddy.
What's the rule with requesting songs?
I don't know.
Turn your radio down.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's not the radio.
Maybe it's Judge Judy.
Here's the
Judy.
Rule, Christian.
He's watching Judge
we can't,
Judy.
We can't do requests on the show.
We're
because
a talk
if we,
show.
We give you the request, then it turns into a request show.
Unless you
that.
Want to hear the real Steve Shady. I will rap for you if that's what you want.
You mean Pacific Gold I'm Set Free?
No.
I'm sorry, Christian. We can't do it, buddy.
But we'll tell DJ Bossman Dan.
He'll do it for you.
Dude, just make sure you just chime in from 2 to 6. Man, he's on and he just loves these types of calls.
We love you, Christian. Have a great day, okay, buddy?
You. Okay. All right.
Bye.
Love you, buddy.
He's a good guy. Love that
What
guy.
About some old school Dr. Dre and Steve Doggy Dog? Can we do some of that?
Steve Doggy Dog?
Dr. Dex?
No.
Can you do nothing but a G thing? Do you know that? My boy, Dr. Dave. Yesterday was his birthday, by the way. Dave the Drummer Dave. We do that for karaoke all the time. It's so good.
We're not
can
allowed
you
to
do
play
this?
That on the...
You can't?
No, you can't play
Come
that.
On. Just
not going to ever happen
3 seconds
station.
Of it.
Nope. Can't nothing? Ever play that. Nope. Can't fine. Do it.
What? Okay, I'm going to keep going with the news right here. Three random TV things. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, into the 4. Snoop Doggy Doggy Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance. So
he's
back
not even,
on
he's
up.
Not changing the lyrics.
I'm not changing the lyrics.
I got to dump them.
I don't even need the lyrics.
Oh.
Okay, but okay. Number one.
I'm like, whoa, he's doing the lyrics.
I do that and another Snoop Dogg song every single time for karaoke. I literally know every single word.
It's
there
true.
Were not lyrics on the screen. You can vouch
true.
For me.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty sad.
Watching him karaoke is like going to a concert.
It's quite impressive.
Thank you.
It is.
Yes. Yes.
I had to stop because I realized, maybe, just maybe, there was some stuff that Dr. Dex should not be saying on our show.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Deadline has an interesting grid showing the entire fall TV schedule for y'all. Including all 5 broadcast networks. I'm going to do this next segment as Dr. Dre. No, I'm not.
You had it, man. You had it.
You're on a roll, bro.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Here's the thing. If you don't see some of your favorite shows, they're probably being held back for a mid-season premiere. Either that, they've been canceled. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
I hate it when you cancel my show, man.
Yeah. Here's the weird thing, though. They made a grid showing, like, the nightly conflicts, but is anything really a conflict now with DVR and stuff?
No.
Like, with two shows at the same time? Does it really matter?
Yeah. Not anymore.
I don't know.
It used to.
Now, if there's three shows at the same time, and you don't have, like, the Hopper or something.
Yeah.
Mondays at my house.
Yeah.
Mondays are hard in the Jeter household. Yeah. What's the priority, man? Better Call Saul? What takes the top priority? The boys want to watch wrestling? Monday Night Raw at the same time?
It's true, man.
There's like seven Monday shows. Can't do it, guys.
It's true.
Can't do it. That's why we paper, rock, scissors, and I win no matter what. All right. Number two. This was announced yesterday, and I lost my ever-loving childhood mind. Netflix is doing a 10-episode series that will serve as a prequel to Jim Henson's 1982 film, The Dark Crystal!
Wow.
Trial by Stone!
This movie scared me so much.
It's one of my all-time favorite movies. Are you kidding me?
It was so scary.
Now, the trailer isn't necessarily a trailer. If you go watch it, it's actually Jim Henson talking a lot about the original Dark Crystal, and then you get a very tiny glimpse into what's going on. The show won't debut until sometime next year.
Whoa, look at those monsters, man. They're like giant lizards.
Yeah, the Skeksis, bro. They're called the Skeksis. I wish you knew anything about good movies.
Crystal.
Is this the original
trailer? Yeah. Trailers were so bad.
This is a quest. You must find the shard.
Ah!
The Crystal Shard.
The Crystal Shard?
We have a year, guys.
To save our world, Gilfling.
See that right there? When they were riding that weird prehistoric thing with the long legs, that scared me.
You are such a weirdo. It's going to be called The Dark Crystal Age of Resistance, according to the press release, three Gelflings discover the horrifying secret behind the Skeksis' power. They set out on an epic journey to ignite the fires of rebellion and save their world. Are you kidding me? That sounds awesome.
Yeah. I love Netflix so much.
Yeah, they're right.
They're the greatest
thing ever. You can't say it's the greatest thing ever, really.
Like, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of other things that are pretty great. Indoor plumbing, pretty fantastic. I do enjoy that.
I wish they could figure out the licensing thing, because there's things I want to watch that I can't watch on Netflix.
Right.
Or Hulu.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go to Redbox.
Yeah.
Red just makes me mad.
Well, I'm selling this thing out of the back of my car. Come see me after the show.
Okay.
Wow. I'm kidding, guys. Excellent. It's a joke.
Weird. Yeah. Last Man Standing, we talked about this, a show that after six seasons was canceled. Gosh, can't say canceled. Canceled. But.
Did you ever watch that show?
I didn't.
It's funny.
See, yeah, and that's funny. The ratings weren't bad.
Funny.
It was one of those shows that people started, of course, conservatives jumped on it's because it's a conservative Christian show type thing.
Well, that's not why I watched it.
Right.
I watched it because it was funny.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
The good news is then, if you're a fan of Last Man Standing, the show's producers say they're going to shop it around. They're starting to explore the option of being somewhere else.
Or
you know,
Hulu, if it's not Amazon, yeah.
Yeah, if it's not going to be at ABC, they want to find another home for it. It'll be interesting. It's a show that's, I mean, expensive produce.
Yeah.
The ratings did slow down a little bit, but on the flip side, so is American Idol. And people
they're bringing
are,
it back.
Yeah. So there's a possibility that they could bring back Last Man Standing to another network or, as you mentioned, Netflix. So
when is season two of Stranger Things coming out?
Oh, October.
October.
It's like coming
Halloween.
October.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait. you guys told me about it at first, and I watched the first two episodes. And I was like, I don't know. And I watched one more. I watched the third episode, and I was like, dude.
Hooked.
I cannot stop watching this.
Telling you, man.
It was great.
So good.
Dude, a Stormy member just brought up something really serious and blew my mind. What if Christian is stuck in a time warp in 1995 where radio requests are still legit and mixtapes are the jam?
You just blew my mind.
Do we try and pull him out of the time warp?
He still records off of cassettes.
Wow.
Man. I don't even know where to go.
You know what? I feel you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Somebody else was just impressed with me busting rhymes, which is cool. Really excited about that.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
One, two,
3,
no.
4, 5,
nope.
6, 7.
1, 2, 3, and 2, the 4. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dave is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up. I can't keep going.
No.
I can't. Yeah.
Yeah, stop.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a
hey,
bubble.
Easy,
Compton
easy.
And Long Beach together. Now you know you was trouble because wow. ain't nothing but a G thing. Baby.
Case closed. Okay. Okay. End of story.
All right. Okay. No, geez, so crazy.
The closest
Death Row is a label that
makes me lazy.
No, pays me. Unfadable, so please don't.
Closest I got to rap was Johnny Cash doing a little I Walk Through a County Courthouse
Square. Dude, what? Okay.
On a park bench, an old no, man just sitting there.
No, back that to is, the lecture.
That's one of the greatest rap songs of all time.
Get out of my life.
I said, your flag looks a little ragged. That flagpole's leaning a little bit. I don't like to brag, but we're mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
A member of the Starmie chimed in reminding us that the Mindy Project was canceled on Fox, and Hulu ended up bringing it back.
Yeah.
So it is definitely possible for your show to make a comeback. Coming up! Did you know that you can speak your dog's language? Boom!
And all this time I thought I was barking up the wrong tree.
Sam, you're so funny.
So dumb. So dumb.
The dog days, man.
Oh, gosh! Okay. Fine, I'll laugh at it. I'll throw you a bone.
Oh,
I'm wagging my tail.
Okay. I'm out. I'm leaving.
Also, we got the 5 mistakes people make when it comes to their money.
Okay.
Money, money, money. We'll be right back.
Thanks, man.
Oh, you bet, man. Oh, Skillet.
Skillet, burn it down. Somebody on the Facebook Skillet. Live said that is their favorite band of all time.
That's cool.
No, somebody else wants to hear Demon Hunter.
This isn't a request show, guys.
No. We start making requests, and then just out of the woodwork, bro.
Hey, I have a request.
Okay.
Man. No more requests.
Oh, that's a good request. Good I
thank
like
you.
That request.
Thank you. I got you back.
Welcome Thanks to the show. Facebook Live is owning me. I'm sorry. Go okay. ahead. You All can right. welcome people to the show.
Now, welcome, everybody.
Yeah, welcome.
Dex, Steve-O, Sam Swan, it's 9:05.
High today of 65 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the ROADS. There's an accident. The shoulders blocked I-40 East at the river. At least that was an hour ago. So I don't know if it's even still there. If you guys are traveling on I-40 East at the river, would you call me while you're driving? Wait, that's illegal.
Nah.
Okay, don't do that. Unless you're hands-free. And I don't mean on the steering wheel, because that's also very dangerous. Good thing we have Facebook Live now, so people can see that you actually have sound bites of me laughing. Yesterday, at a very inappropriate moment, he starts hitting the laugh track.
Don't listen to him, he's lying.
But I was like breaking news. Wasn't it something?
Yeah, no, we were talking about he was laughing at Chris Cornell dying.
No, I will fight you to the
seriously, well, Steve, what do you think about Chris Cornell dying?
That's terrible. Dude,
that you are the worst of humanity. Ugh. Who gave him power over here?
You know,
not me.
I'm just a guest, but I think we need like 3 iPads in here.
Right?
Because I'm not on camera at all, and it's just breaking my...
Yeah, it's all Steve-O. It's like there the Steve-O cam.
I mean, let's be
like
real, guys.
Shirt? How's my shirt?
They ran some metrics on where they wanted to place the webcams and all that. You know, they did surveys and you know, blind tests and
all
that.
Well, now that you explain that.
Yeah, so and unanimously it was like, oh, we want Steve-O's face, like, just...
Right there, baby.
Right there, man.
Right.
That's why we had to take
there.
The billboard down. Dex's head was too large.
It was too big,
and they
yes.
were like, man, that guy's full of himself. And it was like, no, he really just has a huge head. It's a lot. He has a
He's
large
He's from
noggin.
Montana. People
Look at
from
that.
Montana have
Look at
large
that.
Heads.
Boo! Look at that noggin right there. Boom. Look at it. Look at it. It's so big, it can't hide behind my microphone.
Yeah, it's hidden now.
Okay. All right. That's your look at traffic?
Thank you.
Traffic.
Thank you. Money. We're going to talk money, guys.
Great. Can I have some?
You want money?
Please.
No.
Oh.
5 mistakes people make when it comes to money.
Lending it to Matt Gentry. Is that number one?
I'm not laughing at that, Matt.
Let's say Sam, you lost your aunt. She passed away, but she left you $1 million.
Oh, whoa.
I would be very sad, but
$1 million.
Yeah.
Are you going to be smart with it? How are you going to handle that $1 million?
Because $1 million isn't really a lot of money.
It's not anymore.
But it's still a pretty good chunk of change. Well, I'll take it.
I guess it depends on who you are. To me, it's
a
lot.
I'm like, whoo, that is a lot.
To me, it's a lot.
Well, could you, let's say, retire right now and live off $1 million the rest of your life?
Yes.
You think you could?
I could.
No, I don't know about that.
Steve-O couldn't.
I could.
Not the rest of my life.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to live to a ripe old age. I don't know if I could.
If I had $1 million, I'd live so reckless that the rest of my life is like 3 years,
okay,
man.
Think about it. Let's say you took $50,000 a year out of the $1 million.
Right.
What is that, math people?
Wait, how much would you take out a year?
Like 50 grand.
Like 50 grand out of the million every year.
Okay. Which is not...
How many years would it take to
spend a million? Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question.
20 years?
20 years, yeah. That would be 20 years.
I got a D in math several times, which is probably why I will never have $1 million unless somebody hands it to me. That's a good point.
But
I didn't think about it that way.
50,000?
Yeah. You could live comfortably for 50K.
But that's 20 years. You only got 20 years left. I mean, that'd be good for you, Sam, but for those of us that are younger, like, man.
Thank you for the underhanded way that you said I'm old.
You
Steve-O.
Could totally, if you
yeah, I could.
Invested correctly, you could easily do that. Because if you're only
because
pulling
you
that amount,
yeah.
right,
yeah.
you're making more on the interest than you're taking from the 50K.
Yeah, because
I'm just saying.
Especially the first year, or the first couple of years, you're only, you know, that's 100, let's say 3 years, 150K. Mm-hmm. In 3 years, and the rest of it is earning interest in some way,
right.
some form of
that's the way to do it, right?
Of investment. Yeah.
So yes, you could.
I could do
that.
I'll do it.
Boom.
Yeah. So here's.
I can't believe I just talked you guys into that.
Here are the top five mistakes people make when they come
some
into
land
money.
You sell me to?
Yeah.
Steve?
No, I just won, man. Totally convinced you guys on my side.
So when we see people win the lottery or somebody dies and they get a large chunk of money, these are the mistakes that they make.
Telling their relatives.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Mindless spending.
Mindless spending. Think about it. You come in to $1 million. What's the first thing I'm going to go buy? A
DeLorean.
Lamborghini.
Right.
What?
Right.
Lamborghini?
Heck yeah, man.
DeLorean, bro.
No way. I'm going to buy two Lamborghinis.
Oh, you guys are way above me. I was just going to go get a Vespa scooter.
Okay.
I'm going to get a private jet.
What?
I'm going to get a hot tub for every kid in my house.
If you get a semi-private jet, it's less expensive.
Really?
Yeah. That's what
care.
I hear. You
I
share
don't care,
it.
Man.
I want
the luxury jet.
Like a timeshare jet.
I want a flying car. I want a butler.
Wow. You really don't know
my
what
money's
a million
gone.
Dollars is.
My money's gone.
That is what we call mindless spending, Dex.
There
don't
it is.
Do that. Yeah. That's a mistake.
Yeah. Number two, not getting help from a financial planner.
See. I think I would do that.
Yeah.
Get help.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I got a D in math several times, like I said.
Man,
I need
but here's,
help.
Here's the thing. At 25 years old, a member of the Storm just chimed in. That means they can only take out $13,000 per year if they live to 100 years old.
Well.
Oof. That's not nearly enough for,
yeah, for a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. don't inherit any money until you get older. That's an easy thing right there. That's a solve right there.
Right.
And Anna in Las Cruces wants to know if we can play The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. By Joan Baez.
No.
Is that no?
No.
We're not taking requests?
No.
Are you sure?
So yeah, not getting help from a financial planner. Number three, making big decisions too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Things like selling your house right away to buy a bigger one or quitting your job too soon. They say don't make any rash decisions.
Yeah. Yep. I had a neighbor when I lived in Cruces. He won $20,000 in the lottery, the New Mexico lottery. And he upgraded his air conditioning at his house. He was smart with the way he spent his money. In fact, I told him, I said, Jesse, I'm impressed with the way that you did stuff.
He invested into his house
and fixed it because he had swamp cooling. So he upgraded it to refrigeration because in Cruces, man, you can't swamp cooling. It's just, it's a waste.
It's the
of,
worst.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Number four, taking too long to make decisions. Some people just sit on their money because they're scared they'll lose it. That's another reason to get help as soon as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
And number five, trying to be the hero and pay for everyone.
Yeah.
That includes relatives, friends, charities, or even your own kids. Make sure you're in good shape first, then help if you can, and don't set yourself up so you're paying for a whole entourage.
See, I would also consider that dovetails with the mindless spending.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I think, well, and that goes with any decision in life. I think a lot of times something happens. Dex and I were talking about this yesterday. Something happens in your life. Maybe there's a crisis, just something crazy and a turn of events, whatever it is. And we immediately go into like damage control.
Yeah.
And so it's like we've got to make the fastest decisions that will cause the least amount of damage. But then what happens 6 months later when you find yourself back in that a similar situation because you were just making these fast decisions to stop the bleeding or to whatever it is, and there's no long-term care, if you will.
Right.
And so with spending like that, it's the same. You decide immediately, like, okay, I'm gonna build my own home, and I'm gonna, and without care for all of these other unforeseen things that could be happening, yeah. or you know, and
yeah,
that's. And you lose it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
you
don't,
lose.
Don't
it want all.
To make decisions too quickly and get some good input and
yeah.
And also don't let the fear keep you from making any decisions at all. That didn't
right.
help. That didn't help anyone.
Exactly.
Either.
Like yeah. Dude with the talent who's just going to go bear it. Like $1 million. I'm not gonna. Yeah. I don't know what to do. I'm out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And investing. Anytime you invest, there's risk anyway. But
yeah. Yeah.
So
I usually invest at roulette. Or the blackjack table.
Yeah,
it's an investment, right?
Always
because
black.
Someday I'll get it back, right?
Someday.
I'm just kidding. I've never been to a casino.
That's a
I'm
lie.
Sorry because people are now going to freak out.
You don't have to have a casino. Dex plays out of the back of his car.
That's yeah, true, sometimes. Man. But solitaire
1 PM
doesn't count.
Today, guys.
Solitaire does not count as a card game.
Well, there you go. So anybody out there that if you might have just came into a lot of cash. There you go. There's some tips. Also, you can meet me right after the show.
Okay, stop it.
You can write me a check.
A lot of people actually chiming in on this. Somebody said, step one, give it back to God. The best 10% goes into his pocket. He will guide the rest. Somebody said I would pay off my house and my debt.
Yeah.
And then Rock Church just said, first, give back to God. Thank you, church.
Yeah.
Copperpoint just chimed in. I'm just kidding.
I sort of feel like churches feel
shout
obligated to say that.
Dustin.
No, but that, right. I mean that's a good point.
It is true.
If you're a believer, obviously, right. if you come into some money like that, you want to be responsible and obedient to what
because
God has called all of us
10%,
to do with our stewardship.
Yeah.
With our stewardship.
Yeah.
It's an
yeah.
issue of stewardship.
Exactly. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And it helps with your taxes. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you got to leave, Sam?
I do.
Okay.
I have to go get my eyes examined. My wife was hoping it was to get my head examined.
Ah.
I said, I'm getting my eyes examined. She said, your head examined finally after.
Oh,
and I was like, no, sweetheart, it's just my eyes.
Just your eyes.
Did your wife make the appointment?
No, I did.
What? Why did you schedule it on a Friday?
Because I'm getting ready to go to camp.
Off,
and
he's got to.
It was when they
stop giving him a hard time, Dex.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I know.
Gosh.
I feel like I'm abandoning you guys.
Leave Dad alone!
You
but
are.
I'll tell you what, when he's going, one or two? One
oh,
or two?
Man.
I'll think about you.
Thank you.
That one always makes me crazy because I'm like, two?
Yeah, I'm like, you did it too
question
fast.
Mark.
So
yeah.
The first time I went in, I'd never done this before.
Oh,
and he's
gosh.
Like, one or two? One or two? And I'm like, dude, can we do it slower?
Yeah.
No. And he goes, one?
Wait,
and I'm
yeah.
looking. I'm looking. And then I guess, okay, now two. And I'm like,
wait, go back to one.
Is there a third option?
So much pressure.
Can I have
pressure.
A three, please?
Everybody
yeah.
everybody
I want to get it right.
I'm
worried I'm going to like ruin my eyes.
I feel like I'm taking an exam. The doctor
yeah.
is testing me to see if I really know how bad my eyes are.
Oh, I used to hate it, too.
Oh, yeah. And that puff of air in your eyeball, that's a freaky. Even when they warn you, here it comes. Oh, it got me. Yeah. So I'll be sitting in the eye chair.
It's good, man.
This big, giant chair that
I have fun with
the
eye.
Have fun, Sam. You
okay.
can just go ahead and set your headphones down and just leave.
Just leave.
Who's your favorite host on The Morning Invasion? One or two? One or two? Dex or Steve-O?
Is there a...
Dex?
I'll get back to you next week.
This is Steve-O?
This is Steve-O.
This is one?
This is two.
This is two.
Okay.
They look the same! I do that all the time.
I know.
I'm sorry, man. They look the same.
Yeah.
You're tricking me.
I need more of a drastic change.
Right. Can I have pictures? These letter things aren't working
That's
for me.
Right.
Goodbye, Sam.
Goodbye. Hey, I love you guys.
Love you too, man.
I'll see you next Friday, okay?
Okay.
All right.
That's
let's go ahead and set those down.
You're just going to stay
open that
on
door.
The air. We're just going to stay on the air then.
You can just open the door and just walk out.
Okay, well, we're doing this on the... Okay.
No, he's still here.
This is live. He didn't...
It's radio. They can't tell.
It's Facebook Live. Oh, man.
See you, buddy.
See you.
Later, buddy.
I can't stand that guy. I mean,
stop
just,
it right
oh,
now.
What? Are
we're
we still
web?
On?
Yes,
oh, man.
We're still on.
My bad.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
So embarrassing.
I'm kidding. He's one of the greatest, greatest guys you'll ever meet.
Oh, man. Somebody
love
said...
You,
bye. Oh. One or two?
One.
One?
That's so funny, because I'm so glad that you guys are the exact same way when it comes to going to the eye doctor, because I used to stress out so much going in there, because it was like taking a test.
Yeah. Well, now I just joke with her because she knows that I work here, right? So she knows that I'm kind of dumb and just like to make people
laugh.
Are
you the guy who tries to crack jokes?
Oh, yeah. So it's like one or two. And I'm like, you got to do better than that. Really? These look exactly the same. Are you trying to trick me? Like, I'll just say it out loud at this point. Because it's true, man. Sometimes it's immediate. It's like you got the letter and then the other one's like, whoo, like way far away. And you're like, oh, one, obviously. Right. And then they get down to the end and it's like, these are the same. I think you're lying to me.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about dogs. Wait, that's a cat.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow.
I have a dog.
I have a dog.
He makes me crazy. I planted trees in the backyard, and his first act as my arch nemesis was to dig one up all the way to the root. Since then, it's been a battle. Ugh. Battle of survival. Tricks on him. I planted honeysuckle in the backyard. It's toxic to dogs. He might die if he chews it.
Oh, good.
Joke's on you, Rocket! Actually, I really did find that out.
Really?
Put honeysuckle in the backyard, and allegedly it's toxic, but it depends on the website you go to. Everybody else is like, nah, it's not. Oh, I've had honeysuckle for years. Oh, it's good. So I'm like, well, great. Should probably move that. Instead, it's like locked down on, behind chicken wire and everything now. Hmm. So if he really wants to,
he'll get to it.
Oh, man.
He'll get in there.
Well. Maybe I can just learn to talk to him, because believe it or not, you can speak your dog's language. I'm going to need some of that, Snoop Dogg. I'm going to need some of that. You could just, yes, there we go. This is actually Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Doggy Dog. So, according to a new study, believe it or not, you can speak D-O-double-G, or at least you can understand dog. Researchers in Hungary found that people have a remarkable ability to figure out what their dog's different growls mean.
Hmm.
This is not speaking dog. These studies are so stupid.
No,
for the study.
That's not true. I got a clip.
People listened to audio recordings of their dogs growling and barking while they played, guarded their food, or faced a stranger who they thought was threatening. And people correctly identified what the dog was growling at 63% of the time.
See?
Which is higher than the level of random chance. So researchers found that you can speak dog. Oddly enough, researchers also found that women were better at speaking dog than men.
They're better at everything, guys.
I mean, why throw that in the study? Unless you've got like a shock jock that has a hilarious joke that... I gotta go.
Wow.
Come again? You know I don't speak Spanish. Okay. In English, please.
I really thought that was...
Huh? You pooped in the refrigerator.
What?
And you ate a whole wheel of cheese? How'd you do that?
I'm not even mad.
I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
I'm impressed.
Ron Burgundy could talk
Ron
to his dog.
Ron Burgundy speaks dog.
Baxter.
I really thought that was a clip, and I had to guess like what they were doing. So I was like, that sounds playful. That's more playful. Definitely not imminent danger.
Take the treat. Take the treat. Take it.
No, that's not playful. That was a little more guarded.
Yeah.
But that wasn't like stranger guarded. That was more like they were doing something and you, yeah, I don't know.
All right, that makes sense. You know? So by the way that they bark, we can...
That's stupid. Understand. That doesn't mean you can speak dog. That doesn't mean...
Kind of does. It's so weird, though, because certain words, though, like with Vader, if I say go, that means walk. Like, he's going to go for a walk, and he flips out. So if anybody ever says go, he starts freaking out.
Why is that the word
out.
You chose?
I think it was like go for a walk.
Yeah.
And I think immediately he just hears the go, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited! He starts freaking out.
This is real. They also did a study with cats, by the way, and the owners could identify the meows and what they meant.
Meow, 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 meow.
This is so dumb.
No, it's not.
It is. You can't speak dog. It's not like you can bark back.
I bark back all the time.
I bet you do.
I do.
Have you ever bit your dog?
Yeah. In the neck.
Because he bit you? And you're like, oh, I'm going
to
show
you.
Yeah,
you have to show him that, you know, you're the alpha. I'm the alpha.
You really have? You totally bit Vader?
I didn't break skin or anything.
Okay.
Here, let me show you how I
did. No, get away from me, you weirdo.
It won't hurt, man. I swear.
Moving on. Emojis, guys. They're taking over our text speak, Facebooking, everythinging, and... It could be coming with different hairstyles and colors as soon as next year. Why next year? Why? Oh, why does it take this long?
We got an afro.
We're talking about emojis with curly hair, white hair, red hair. There's a bald dude, so Dex doesn't feel so left out. Oh,
unbelievable. Yeah. I'm not bald yet, bro. Okay, let's just get that straight. I'm not bald, okay?
Hey, bald is
I'm
beautiful.
I'm thinning.
Bald is beautiful.
I might be like this the rest of my life.
What, thinning?
Yeah, this like, my hair might not fall out anymore. I might just be like this the rest of my life.
See, so as we joke about like hip hop and stuff, you truly are a pioneer in the realm of hip hop.
Whatever.
Because you straight up Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest. Am I right? Am I right? Okay, moving on. That is not A Tribe Called Quest. I will take Scenario. I would take...
Sorry, man. This is my rejoin out music.
Oh, are we going somewhere?
We gotta go.
Gotta take a break.
To the floor.
Today was a good break.
I got my cubes on the floor.
Nope, that's... No. Terrible.
Whoa. Okay. I got my fidget spinner now.
What?
2 days later...
Facebook.com/Star88FM. We are Facebook Live now, which is crazy. For the duration of the show, you can chime in. Marquise said, love you guys.
Love you too.
Chris said, live chat. I don't even know what that means. I'm gonna scroll. I'm gonna find stuff. Look at this.
Okay.
Michelle said, you make our mornings better.
Thank you.
That's Manuel's mom, by the way.
Thank you. If you didn't hear about Chris Cornell yet, about the details, we'll go over those again when we come back. Because, man, we gotta go now. We'll be back, yo.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Now, they compare Isaiah Thomas to this generation's Larry Bird. Wow. Like, the Celtics haven't
He's
seen
not
a
related,
player.
Is he?
No, not at all. Isaiah Thomas is a black guy. Larry Bird. He's from Indiana and
dummy.
He's a white guy.
No, I mean, is Isaiah Thomas related to Isaiah Thomas, you idiot?
Oh, man. I'm going to clap for myself.
I'm sorry. I called you an idiot.
That was great. No, that was good.
Well, Isaiah Thomas is a black guy. Right!
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Fox News is reporting that its founder, Roger Ailes, has died.
President Trump believes he's being treated unfairly after the appointment of former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel in the Russia investigation.
The Federal Communications Commission's taking the initial steps to undo net neutrality rules.
Applications for jobless benefits fell last week, and the number of Americans on unemployment rolls hit a 28-and-a-half-year low.
United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley will depart for a trip to Jordan and Turkey.
A car hit pedestrians in Times Square.
About one in six newlyweds has a spouse of a different race.
A capsule containing a balloon swallowed by obese patients then filled with water results in an average weight loss of 33 pounds after just 4 months. It then passes out of the body naturally.
The American Cancer Society says more people are getting cancer screenings and fewer people are smoking.
Brazil's president, Michel Temer, is denying a published report accusing him of corruption.
Good morning, everyone. How are we all doing out there? How are we doing? It's Friday. It's 9:35.
High today of 65 degrees. Traffic. There is a overturned vehicle. An overturned vehicle. West Side Drive at 7 Bar Loop involving a school bus. Thank God no kids were on board at the time. But the road is blocked now due to this school bus up West Side Drive at 7 Bar Loop. Be very careful in that area. There's also an accident on I-40 East at the river. The shoulder's blocked, but it's pretty smooth sailing. At this point, you just want to be careful because it is off to the right. So be careful in that area. That is your look at traffic.
I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant.
This is probably nothing, my favorite one.
Nothing can take away these blues. There's nothing compared. Nothing
can take everything back.
To you.
By now, you've probably heard that Chris Cornell from Soundgarden and Audioslave, he died after a show in Detroit Wednesday night. 52 years old. And they ruled it a suicide by hanging. And here's the one thing. He did battle drugs for a long time back in the day, but he was clean. And he was on medication. And we believe that's kind of what led to his – that's probably what led to his death is the type of medication that he was taking. Some of the side effects were suicide, thoughts of suicide.
Right.
And according to his wife, he had taken two that day. And he had slurred speech because it slows down the brain, doesn't it? It makes you a lot of people take it to go to bed at night.
Yeah.
So they can sleep.
It's an anti-anxiety. It's a sleep aid. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what they believe, you know, happened. It was the side effects of what the medication he was taking.
Yeah.
So that's the latest. His wife is looking, wants him to look into and the autopsy.
Yeah, the family is battling back against the coroner's report, saying that there's no way.
Yeah, it's good that they're doing that. You just never know.
Yeah, because, you know, when a coroner comes out and says, he hanged himself. But he had a prescription for Ativan and took two. And so they're gonna look into it, because if you look at this Ativan, it causes paranoia, suicidal thoughts, slurred speech, impaired judgment. And she was worried about him because they were talking on the phone, and he did have kind of slurred speech. And so she's like, "All right, I'm gonna have to check in on him tonight." And unfortunately, she checked in too late. So, but man, you look at recent interviews. He was actually recently talking about like Neil Young and all these other artists he aspired to be like, because. Whereas Soundgarden was and is this iconic rock band, and, you know, some in certain, like, he's known as like a quote rock god, you know, small g. He said that embarrasses him to be labeled as such. And he just wants to be like a Neil Young. He wanted to play music, you know, into his 60s, 70s, and talking about like this career and all of the things he wanted to accomplish still in his life. Sure doesn't sound like somebody who was wanting to take their life.
Yeah.
He was thinking about his children. He was thinking about his future. He was thinking about his music career. And in fact, you know, talking even that evening about the next night's show. And, you know, so it is very interesting.
So good.
Okay. Why do you got to keep doing this, man?
Stood a ring, cold and damn.
You're gonna listen to Soundgarden and Audioslave all day today, anyway. So I don't know what you're talking about.
That's true.
And every time I'd walk by Steve-O's office, this is what it sounded like. Just like constant YouTube videos of performances. And there's Steve-O again, just listening to Soundgarden.
Thank you.
His last performance right there.
Will you stop?
Whoa.
Yeah, wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Thanks, man.
Crazy, guys.
Click, 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 click. Where are we going?
What? What are you talking about?
I apologize. I'm a little...
Get teared up, don't you? Well, let's do some birthdays. Here we go. Oh, let's see here. Today is May 19th. 481 years ago on this day in 1536, King Henry VIII had his second wife, Anne Boleyn, beheaded. He beheaded his second wife? She was convicted of adultery, and incest with her brother.
Okay. Why are we... What is happening?
Wow. He married Jane Seymour the very next day? Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman?
No, different... Very different.
He married Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman?
He did not. No, this was like a few hundred years ago, so...
I didn't think she was that old.
Yeah, definitely not the same person.
How old is Sam Smith? His biggest hit so far, his duet with Tom Petty, Stay With Me. Sam Smith.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 29.
He is 25. Jordan Pruitt, Disney manufactured pop star who tried to revive her career on The Voice. She was quickly eliminated after a brief stint on Team Christina. Before that, she was opening act for the Jonas Brothers.
Why are you picking such random people that I obviously
Jordan
do not
Pruitt.
Know.
23. 26.
Okay. No clue.
It's close, man.
Yeah.
Kevin Garnett, the retired Minnesota Timberwolves.
Anything is possible! 41.
Man!
Okay.
You'll know this one. You love race car drivers. Dario Franchitti. He's the ex-husband of Ashley Judd.
Okay. This is not...
You watch NASCAR. You and Chrissy all
That's
the time.
That's not NASCAR, dude. That's IndyCar racing.
Whatever. Same thing.
50.
44. You're so bad at this game. Jenny Berggren, lead singer of Ace of Base. She saw the sign, and it opened up her eyes. Wait. She saw the sign.
50.
45. Bill Laimbeer.
Detroit Pistons.
Ex-NBA thug.
55.
60. Come on, man. Just get one right.
I'm way off this morning, man. Sorry, I got thrown off my game. Hard.
Phil Rudd.
Who?
Phil Rudd, AC/DC drummer.
63.
Oh, you nailed it. My bad.
Did I really?
Yeah, you got it. So used to hitting the buzzer, man. Archie Manning, former NFL quarterback, father of Peyton and Eli Manning.
Hey, they have another brother as well, too.
He has a son named Cooper.
Yeah, thanks.
He was a wide receiver in high school, but spinal stenosis ended his football career. How old is he, Archie?
69.
8. So close. There's so many. Ooh, Peter Mayhew, Chewbacca. Oh,
okay, I'm glad you finally got a good one. I'm like, man, where are some good birthdays here?
How old is Chewie today?
73.
He's 73.
Yay!
The force is strong with you.
Oh, I know. I actually saw that this morning, not his age, but that it was his birthday.
How old would have Nicole Brown Simpson be today?
Oh, man. 45.
58.
Oh, wait. I was thinking of... Okay, never mind.
Who were you thinking of?
The other...
Nicole... Jessica Simpson?
No.
What are you thinking about?
Not OJ's wife. She had a reality show.
Who died?
Yeah.
She was.
What's her name? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so thrown off. Moving on. Terrible.
No, I can't move on until I figure it out. Somebody help us, please.
Because you can't Google like. Blonde lady.
Well, her dad was a real famous singer. He did Endless Love. Who is that? Endless Love guy. My Endless Love.
Really?
Yeah, that was her dad.
I didn't know this.
Oh, maybe that wasn't.
No.
No, not Endless Love. Somebody's got to help us here.
No, we've got to move on, dude.
No, somebody help us.
Trust me, I'm not.
Hit the live line. 585 live. Blonde. You're putting in blonde? Blonde singer? Come on. Put in Paris Hilton's best friend. Right? That's who it was. Paris Hilton's best friend.
Nicole Smith. Thank you, Dougie Doug.
That's not it. I thought you were thinking of...
Thank you, Dougie Doug.
Who was the other one I was thinking of?
I have no idea, but we're moving on.
Now put in Paris Hilton's best friend that died. Who was that?
What?
Yeah. Put it in. Tim, no, not Hilton. Hilton. Hilton's best friend. Okay.
Are you sure you're not? Kat McKenzie.
No, that's not it. No. What are they saying over there on Facebook? Yeah,
they're saying Kat McKenzie. Can we please
move on with my life, guys? I can't move on until. Anyways. Oh, we answer that phone. Good
press
morning.
One. Send a voicemail. Press.
Good morning. Hello?
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
You don't want to accept that? No. Hit 1.
Oh, my bad. I really am thrown off right now.
Oh,
I'm
my
so
gosh.
Sorry.
You're supposed to hit 1.
If you're thinking of Nicole Richie, she's
Nicole
still alive.
Nicole Richie!
She's still alive,
she
you dumb! She's still alive!
Nah, she died. Pretty sure.
Because so many people were like, Nicole Richie. I'm like, that's not right. She's alive.
Yeah, Lionel Richie's daughter.
Yeah, she's alive.
No, she passed away.
We're on the air, man. You can't just say foolish things like that because then people will get mad.
My bad.
Trust me. And then just ruin the rest of the show.
Good morning. Hello?
Yo.
Yo.
I know the answer. Anna Nicole Smith.
Thank you for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Such a waste.
Did they call us collect to tell us Anna
They really
Nicole Smith?
Called us collect. They just called us collect, guys. That was super weird. Now I can move on with my life. I feel a lot better now. Okay?
Yeah.
Just saying. Glad that I worked that out. All right.
Were you thinking of Brittany Murphy, who looks like Nicole Richie?
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Brittany Murphy, they're like the same.
I want you to leave the studio.
Okay.
Like, I just want you to stop.
I'm going to go now. Oh. Bye.
They're two different people. Bye. Wait, he really left, guys. If you're looking on the Facebook Live cam, he really did leave, which means I can do whatever I want. Dex, I don't know what to do anymore, man. We only have so much time left on the show, and so your headphones are way too low. I wish you would turn them up. All right, moving on to different things.
Do it live.
Yeah.
I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Thank you. Okay.
You just blew my mind.
This isn't music. It's all just talky thingies. Will you come back? Hey. Hey. Just.
Cry me a
I really don't know what I'm doing, guys, but that's okay. That's okay. Until he comes back. This is a song by the Notorious B.I.G. I will be rapping it for you until such time the Dex return. Oh, hey, man. Hey, right. Sorry. Okay.
I was on Facebook Live.
Okay. Yeah.
I was on Facebook Live. Guys.
I knew that'd get you back in the studio.
Okay.
Man.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me get on Facebook Live real quick.
All right.
Man, that was.
Man.
You can't play that.
People
man.
On the live line were like, finally, lock the door. Get that dude out of here.
Why'd you turn the headphones up this loud? Are you that deaf?
Which is weird because I put your headphones on and it was like, I couldn't even hear anything.
Seriously?
Yeah, I usually have mine up at like a 5 or a 6 out of 10.
Oh my gosh.
Is that bad?
I feel better about my ears now.
No, it's because I don't like to scream, and the louder my headphones, the less I project my voice. It's helping me.
That's true.
That's what my doctor said.
Yeah. Guys, if you oh, hold on, I'll turn that down.
Okay.
If you didn't know, we're on Facebook Live now in the studio. We hooked it up so you can actually listen to the show, and
yeah.
It's not just us talking in the studio. So yeah, go to our Facebook page, Star 88 FM. I guess it's Friday. Let's finish out the news and let's get out of here.
No kidding.
I'm done. I'm done, guys.
Here's a new trend that's making me feel icky. 1 in 4 women today are not shaving their armpits.
Talk to me.
Well, it's certainly one way to fight for equality.
What?
I don't know. It's a noticeable way. According to a new study, only 77% of women under 24 now shave their armpits. Just 4 years ago, that study was 95%.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would actually...
Well, we're not women, so I don't even want to chime in on
this. Well, no, I'm just saying, if I don't know if it would gross me out.
Percentage of women who shave their legs has dropped from 92% to 85%. The main reason apparently isn't to send a message about society's beauty standards, though. A beauty industry expert says it's a response to women realizing a lot of shaving and hair removal products are actually bad for your skin. So they stopped doing it.
Huh. Yeah, I stopped using soap ever since we read that study, how it kills your skin.
Huh?
I don't use soap anymore.
Okay. Maybe use soap, I feel like. I got to move on because I just...
Patrice said it's the hipsters trying to be French.
Oh.
It's a good call.
Okay. Well, A new sandwich uses a giant pickle as a bun. That's right, my friends. Ever since people realized bread was evil and gross, they try to find new ways, like KFC using chicken as a bun or Taco Bell using chicken as the shell. Here's the latest. The Fresno Grizzlies. They have a minor league baseball team in California. They're selling a chicken sandwich at their ballpark that uses... a giant pickle as the bun. Look at this. Pickle is cut in half, just like a big hoagie roll, and a bunch of Nashville hot chicken is dumped inside. No word on whether or not it's any good, but if they were smart, they'd call it the chickle.
Get out of that. You have to leave now.
Because it's a pickle with chicken in it.
Chickle? It's called a chickle?
It's called a chickle.
You know what? I might eat that. Can I do a PSA real quick?
No.
Because I'm sick of going to the movies and sitting next to people with that giant pickle.
That Go ahead, man.
That didn't come out right. I'm sick of going to the theaters and sitting next to somebody that's eating a giant pickle. It's super annoying. Can you please stop serving those giant, delicious pickles at movie theaters?
And then you like have to smack because it's so juicy.
Oh, my gosh.
There's just so much juice. And then they have to smack.
That's what it sounds like. It's awful. Please don't do that anymore. Thank you.
Preach.
Are you happy with that?
Oh.
Okay. We've mentioned ABC, CBS, Fox, all these things. Well, yesterday the CW finally got their turn to announce their new shows for the next season. And here we go.
I can't wait for you to talk about this show. I want to know if you've seen the trailer to the show.
Well, most notably, they're doing a Dynasty revival.
Yes.
Is this what you're talking about?
Nope.
No, okay, good. Even though their target audience wasn't even alive during the original show, CW, it lasted 9 seasons. Obviously, that doesn't matter. The new show will have an all-new modernized story created by the people who did Gossip Girl. Probably the one you wanted me to talk about. They're launching another DC Comics series called Black Lightning.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, it's DC's first African-American superhero. He's got his own standalone comic, and they're making a TV show. Have you seen the trailer, though?
Have you seen it?
Yes.
It looks so terrible.
It looks so bad, guys.
It looks low budget.
Black Lightning was a savior who kept our streets and our schools safe.
And they decided to make the superhero an old guy? Come on, man.
I mean...
it's like my dad is... as lightning powers.
Oh, man. Personified.
And he's like, he like destroys like the all the cars in the neighborhood with his lightning powers. And
well, here's the thing. Before people get excited who are fans of Black Lightning, the CW's planning this crazy crossover with Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow. Black Lightning not connected to them. So you can't expect that to be
it looks really cheesy. I'm sorry, it does.
But it's Black Lightning, yo.
Yeah, but I feel like they didn't use the same... They don't have the same budget as, like, The Flash.
Whatever. Did you see all the lightning that they...
Okay.
Okay.
And honestly, he kind of looks like a lame superhero.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could be in response to Luke Cage. Honestly, that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
Because this is DC Comics' first African-American superhero. It's not going to connect. They're going to do it kind of standalone. Geoff Johns, basically the creative head of DC, as far as film and television, was so amped. And then he posted this trailer on Twitter, and I was so bummed.
I know. I was watching this going,
oh, so bummed.
I'll never watch this.
Yeah, but I also don't watch Arrow anymore or Supergirl or Legends of Tomorrow because it's the CW and...
It's low budget.
And The Flash even this year. Yeah. I don't know. There's another drama called Life Sentence about a woman who's diagnosed with terminal cancer then finds out she isn't dying. It's about her dealing with the repercussions of all of the crazy choices she made when she was living like there was no tomorrow. That sounds interesting.
It's like Joe versus the Volcano.
Yeah.
Greatest movies of all time.
Okay. In addition to the 4 DC Comics shows, they are renewing Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, iZombie, Jane the Virgin, The Originals, Riverdale, The 100, and Supernatural.
I'm a fan of Riverdale.
They're not bringing back the Vampire Diaries, Rain, Frequency, Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. Vampire Diaries are gone?
Yeah. I think that ended, though. Yeah. Beauty sleep is real, by the way. How do we know this? Because if you don't sleep enough, you ugly!
You ugly!
According to a new study, beauty sleep is very, very real. Researchers out of Sweden took photos of people after two good nights of sleep and two nights of only 4 hours of sleep. And then they had strangers rank how attractive they were in the different photos. The pictures were people were well-rested, got way better scores. They were rated as more attractive, healthier, and friendlier than the photos where the same people had not gotten sleep.
That's why I'm so ugly, guys.
Stop it, dude. Oh,
I don't get enough beauty sleep.
Here's the question. Do we have time for five random facts?
No. But, we're done, man.
But five random facts. Sorry. I got first, Morgan Freeman's taking my job. Now you're just not letting me do my job.
Where is Morgan Freeman today? He didn't come in.
I don't
know. That guy is so fired.
It's Friday, though, so maybe he just, you know.
That guy's so fired.
He didn't have time today.
I guess. We're done, guys. We're done. Thank you to Sam Swan for coming in. Thank you to Congressman Steve Pierce for calling in from D.C. You guys had a lot of questions for him. We talked about Albuquerque and, you know, if he was going to run for governor, how would he make changes to our beautiful state? What else did we do this morning? We talked about money. We talked about women not shaving their armpits. We gave you the details on Chris Cornell's death. It was ruled a suicide. We talked about the least popular breakfast cereals.
That was pretty great.
And we introduced you to the fidget roller. Fidget spinners out. It's all about the fidget rollers. Look them up. Guys, have a great weekend. Steve-O, have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Later, Facebook Live people.
Bye, guys.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.